Let it ride.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations today with our BioTrend services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come back home.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week five of the 2018 football season, and tonight's contest has major implications, both for Region 4A standings and playoff qualification. First-year head coach Jake Johnson brings his region first place 3-1 Clay County Bulldogs back to his old stomping ground of Monterey High School. The black and gold made the 38-mile commute to the mountaintop on this mid-September evening, fresh off their first loss of the season last week. Don't expect the Dogs to be licking their wounds, though. They're healed and ready for action. Their host tonight are the 0-4 Monterey Wildcats and their head coach Scott Hughes. The Mountain Cats have their claws sharpened and are hungry for their first win of the season. We're excited to have you here with us tonight as we prepare for the 73rd meeting between Clay County and Monterey.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call a contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. This is the CarQuest pregame show in our fifth game of calling live Bulldog football action in this 2018 season. For the second time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and as usual, I'll be bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. I'm pleased to be accompanied this evening by our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Glad to be here as always. Can you believe it's halfway through the regular season?
Mid-season. And also joining us tonight is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Kind of feels like it out here tonight, Coach, too. Got a little breeze, a welcome break from what we've been having at the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Been kind of stuffy up there.
Absolutely. It was almost uncomfortable last week.
Yeah, yes. Got a little breeze blowing and fancy digs here at Monterey High School. I think they've opened this school about a year ago, Daniel.
They did. It's nice. Unfortunately, we didn't have press box access, but this is how we like it down here in the midst of the faithful here at the top row of the bleachers.
I totally agree, and I hope there's a huge contingency of Bulldog fans that wrap around us here tonight. You know, we've got to talk about this Monterey team as we're coming in. They may be winless, but you know what? They took Joe Burns the distance. And Coach Johnson describes them in the newspaper as maybe the best 0-4 team in the state.
Got to be a solid program. They're young. They're rebuilding this year. Well, they're not rebuilding, those their coaching staff. Head Coach Scott Hughes been in place for several years up here.
And you know they're hungry for a win, especially against Clay County coming up on the mountain tonight. So I expect another good one. And, boy, do we have a privilege of calling a dandy, as you call them, Daniel, last week. The Dogs really impressed me with the will they showed and the way they fought to the end and gave Mount Juliet Christian, the private school, all they wanted in Salina last Friday night.
They did. It was a losing effort, but one of the best of that variety I've seen in many years.
It was, and it was impressive. And something else that impresses me, guys, is this group of sponsors that we have that have gotten behind our effort to bring live coverage of the Bulldogs to Bulldog Nation each week. And, of course, we wouldn't be on the air and be able to do this without them, Daniel.
We may do the talking, but they're the stars.
That's right. And we hope our listeners will show their appreciation to them by doing business with them and letting them know how much we do appreciate their sponsorship and bringing you to us each night. We also want to ask you to pick up a copy of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our coverage in print. where you can not only read about each game, but see snippets of it from great photos by the CCHS Media Group. And, folks, we only get to run one or two of those in the newspaper each week. Go to cchsmedia.zenfolio.com. Those photos are available for purchase there, and all the money, I think, goes to the annual staff and the media group there at school, Daniel.
I'm sure it does, and that's headed up by staff member Amy Dodson. They do a great job, and Thomas, that's an expensive thing anymore. We won't get into that, but they do need financial support.
They do, and we can't thank them enough for allowing us, because it helps the newspaper.
Sure.
While we're up here calling the game, it's hard to be in two places and take pictures and such, too, so we appreciate them for that. You know, last week's newspaper had some great pictures, one of Big Dalton Gold on the front page, and it chronicled the Dogs' epic battle with Mount Juliet Christian. Again, like you said, came up a little short, but in case you missed it, here's what was in print as we dive into the Horizon Weekly Recap. The headline of that story under Goat's photo said, Bulldogs fall short in 14-6 defensive battle. The story told how, despite an impressive defensive display, Clay County came up just short in a fourth-quarter comeback bid and dropped their first game of the season to the private school from Mount Juliet. There's not a whole lot this week as far as scoring in the summary, Daniel, but what a defensive effort by the Dogs, who never quit even when they got down at half.
That's certainly true. The stats will show that. We'll go through a summary of that game. The Knights' first score took place when Clay County punted on their second offensive drive. All-State Mount Juliet wideout Logan Collier returned it 60 yards for the Saints' first 6 points. The PAT gave them the early 7-0 lead. After a handful of stalled drives for each team, Collier and Saint quarterback Christian Link hooked up with 30 seconds left in the first half to solidify a halftime lead of 14-0 for the visiting Mount Juliet team. The third quarter featured a pair of long drives by both squads, but neither resulted in points. Then Clay County finally found their groove in the final period. Senior Jared Markham entered the game, and after being held out with an ongoing ankle injury, and he made an immediate impact. Markham broke one of his signature 32-yard runs before Ashlock hooked up with Emerton down the sideline for 32 more. The two big plays set up a Markham 6-yard touchdown run, and after a failed kick, Clay County narrowed the score to 14-6 with 8:46 left in the game. The Dogs then gave themselves a chance to tie the game with a huge defensive stop on the ensuing Saints drive. Clay County took back over and had under 5 minutes to gain 80 yards for a score and earn a chance to convert the potential game-tying two-pointer. Markham got them off to a good start with a nice game before Ashlock heated up with completions to sophomore Jacob Burnett and senior Dakota McGee, which set the Dogs up near midfield as the clock ticked down to under 2 minutes. At that point, a shot downfield to Emerton fell incomplete amongst tight coverage. A screen pass to Markham was snuffed out, and the Bulldogs' hopes were dashed when a pass was picked off by Saint to seal the deal. Final score, Clay County 6, Mount Juliet Christian Academy 14.
Tough way to end that one, Daniel, but what an effort it was from this Bulldog team, and most of that on the defensive side of the ball. We'll start there with their stats because they were the story of this game. Dalton Goad, you mentioned him in the summary, had a huge night. 5 solo tackles, 2 for a loss, and an unheard of, maybe history-making, 4 sacks in the contest.
He tied what we have on our records as an all-time record with 4 with several other guys.
But it wasn't just a Dalton Goad show. Several stepped up, including B.J. Emerton and senior Hayden Cherry, who also had 5 solos apiece in that contest. The freshman Wade Coons, junior Wyatt Burks, senior Joseph Jolin, Colby Bowles, the freshman, and Zach Strong all had 3 tackles apiece in that contest. Coons and Strong both with a sack apiece and a couple of TFLs. While Mason Sharp, who had 2 tackles, Carson Sharp had 1, and Jacob Burnett also had 1 in the contest. So just a huge effort by that Bulldog defense.
It was. I think we'll see another one tonight for the 4th week in a row. Just a huge team effort. Not one guy standing out number-wise above
right.
the rest.
That's true. Clay County on the offensive side had a total of 246 yards on 61 plays, including 46 rushes for 163 yards and the touchdown you talked about, and 81 yards passing. Ashlock was 6 for 15 and accounted for all the passing yards, did have the 2 interceptions. Emerson had a catch for 32 yards we talked about. Burks had 1 for 18 yards. McGee had 2 for 17 yards. Burnett had his first catch of his career, a big one in that final game-tying try. one for 13 yards, and Markham had one for 1 yard. Markham was the leading rusher with 65 yards on 11 carries, and Wyatt Burks had another solid outing running for 56 yards on 15 carries. Freshman Colby Bowles, who we kind of featured with a photo in the paper too, Daniel, 13 carries, 32 yards. We talk about Mark and we talk about Burks, but I thought his play was huge for us, just banging away for a couple yards. Kept the ball, kept it protected, made a few stops on the other side. Colby Bowles had a good debut.
He certainly did. Just so many freshmen contributing, and he's another, an unknown coming in. He's thrown out there in a huge game against probably the best opponent we've seen yet, and he performed flawlessly.
Right, just like Wade Coons did the week before and so on and so forth, just like you said. So he ran well in his first action in relief of the injured fullback, John Copeland, who we're still missing on this team, and he's not here tonight. Not sure what's the update on him.
Torn MCL out to at least the end of the regular season. Possible playoff return if we get to that point.
Sounds good. Rounding out the rushing, Mason Sharp had 5 for 12 yards, and Ashlock had a couple for -2. Next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in the Dale Hollow Horizon, just like you heard there. We also want to ask you to remind to tell your friends we're on the air right now. Send them the link. Let them listen. Folks, we'll be right back here with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Wildcats here in Monterey on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we support.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show, getting ready for this 73rd contest between Clay County and Monterey. And now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, let's do it.
Let's get on with it here. It's always interesting to see how the Dogs' opponents have done. Jackson County last week got their first win. They beat Red Bull and Springs 14-0. Tonight they're at East Robertson.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I wasn't very hopeful for the Blue Devils tonight,
Doc. Robertson's been playing some good football, no doubt about it. Got that huge win. Well, you're probably going to tell it in just a minute. But anyway, we'll let you talk about that.
Red Bull and Springs fell to 0-4 after losing to Jackson. They are at Pickett tonight. Republic High School 1-3 after losing 70-8 against 6A Oakland. No big surprise there, really.
They scored.
Yeah.
Tonight they are at Gordonsville.
That might be a good one.
Yeah.
Monterey fell to 0-4 last week after losing to Huntland 28-14. And obviously we are here tonight to play Monterey. And here's that big win Tom was talking about. East Robertson got the 3-1 by beating Joe Burns 22-8. And like we said, East Robertson's hosting Jackson tonight.
First win over the Red Devils in 19 years, I think.
Wow. In-county rivalry. That's
huge win for East Robertson and the Indian program.
That loss put Joe Burns at 2-1 on the season, and they host Huntland tonight. Sale Creek was idle last week. They are currently 0-2, and they host Copper Basin tonight. Pickett County fell to 1-2 last week after a 50-18 loss to Clinton County, Kentucky. Like we said, they are at Red Bullin tonight. Gordonsville, 2-2, after a 42-20 loss to Trousdale, with Noel Braxton Givens last week.
Against Hartsville, no,
that is correct.
Huh.
That is correct.
That wasn't a bad effort, minus their star back then.
No. And Gordonsville, host Republic tonight, as we said. Last week, Clay County's opponents were 3-6. Overall, they are 12-23. Now, I'm going to take just a second here, guys, and talk about what I call our sister region.
About time to start thinking about them.
We're midway through the midseason, midway through the regular season, and right now, it looks just like it did last year. It was South Pitt, 4-0, Whitwell 4-0, and everybody else not doing so well. Lookout Valley's 1-1, Copper Basin 0-4, and Sail Creek 0-2. So looks like that region is stacking up similar to what it was last year.
It is, and that's what makes tonight's game so important for these Bulldogs right here. You know, to get to 3-0 in this region and then battle it out, hopefully, down the stretch with what's supposed to be the top two. Because just like you said on the way up here, Coach, you don't finish in that top two, it's going to be a tough first round.
We saw that last year. Sure did down at Whipple.
Yeah, the odds of going to Whitworth or South Pitt are not good. It can be done.
Sure.
Bigger upsets have happened for sure, but you'd much rather play that first game at home.
You had, and that first game at home is going to get a weaker opponent.
This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We are 37 minutes and 43 seconds from kickoff. We hope you will stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Welcome back to the Clark West Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. As we mentioned on our broadcast last year, Monterey is the Bulldogs' most familiar opponent. Tonight's game marks the 73rd time the schools have met on the gridiron. The Bulldogs lead the series with a 46-24-2 record.
The Black and Gold currently holds a one-game winning streak in the series after last year's 22-20 thrilling win. The Cats' longest winning streak in the series was from 1998 to 2002 when they bested the Dogs in five consecutive contests. Salina held an enormous 25-game winning streak over the Wildcats from 1967 to 1991. It covered five different Bulldog head coaches in a quarter of a century. Clay County scores 23 points per game on average against Monterey with an all-time high of 83 in 1958. The Dogs have been shut out only eight times out of those 72 contests. The Wildcats score 14 points per game on average against the Black and Gold with their all-time high of 69 coming in the year 2000. Monterey's been held scoreless 23 times by the Bulldogs. Thomas and I are going to go through the quick list of leaders of the individual stat leaders against Monterey.
And one near and dear to my heart, rushing yardage, 1993, Gary Davis, one of his huge games, maybe the best, I'm not sure.
I think it was his highest.
276 yards for the all-time leading rusher, Gary Davis, against the Wildcats in a big win.
Junior year. Also in that game, Davis had four touchdowns on the ground to tie Craig Ogletree, who had four on the ground against Monterey in 1984. And Douglas Pace, we've got an old one here. He had four against Monterey in that 83-0 win back in 1958.
One of our top 10 teams, too, Daniel. We mentioned Mr. Pace's name. Longest rushing touchdown, this fellow sitting right beside me, 1999. Daniel Strong, didn't know he had those wheels, 88-yarder.
I've got the film to prove it. It's not made up. Passing yardage, Roger Short, 265 yards passing against Monterey in 1976.
Probably the same game, had to be. Four touchdowns and all that yardage. Roger Short leads the passing touchdown category.
Yardage receiving, Cody Collins, 150 yards in 2008 is the highest.
Receiving touchdowns, we've got six tied, looks like, with two. 1980, Darrell Reeser. 2012, Chris Nagy. 2014, Wyatt Mabry. 1974, David Henson. 1987, Joey Eads. And in 1976, William Collins.
Longest receiving touchdown, 1994. Thomas, this was your senior year, teammates of yours. Kevin Rich, and actually your brother John Weaver, is a freshman, threw him that pass, 76 yards. Kevin Rich and John Weaver.
You know, if we hadn't been up big at halftime, little brother wouldn't have been playing, but good play for him there. Tackles in the game, the all-time leading tackler, the masterful Kenny Garrett, 18 tackles in 1987 against the Wildcats.
Sacks, reminiscent of Dalton Gold last week, back in 1974, David Henson had four against Monterey.
Interceptions, what a game by Bobby Tupi-Kerr, who was on that 1989 team we talked about last week. 1988, had three in a game.
Longest interception for touchdown, Brian Birch at the Mr. Football Finalist. He did this, though, his junior year in 89, an 80-yard pick six.
Kickoff return touchdown, an 87-yarder by Jared Markham in 2015. Was it freshman?
Freshman year. I remember that one well. I was on the sideline. We saw the first signs of brilliance out of the young man. Punt return touchdown to wrap up the individual leaders. 1971, Wayne Key had a 75-yarder. With the series history complete, we'll move on to the unveiling of the next team on the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings Top 10. The team so far been the 81 team is 10th, the 83 team is 9th, the 58 team is 8th, and the 89 team is 7th. If you missed the prior broadcast, go to our archives link to listen to those. With no further delay, it's time for the number 6 team in the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings. The year was 1985. Mike Tyson made his professional boxing debut. Back to the Future lit up the big screen. The Nintendo Entertainment System hit store shelves, and Russell Richardson was in his fourth year leading the Salina Bulldogs. The team was bitter from their early exit in the playoffs in 1984 and their 4-7 record, which was the first losing record Salina had experienced since 1977. 1985 saw a big change in the TWSAA playoffs. The organization expanded their playoffs to include 32 teams in each of its three classes, as opposed to the previously taken 16. This meant that if the Black and Gold could capture a third consecutive District 5A championship, they would have the chance to play against a district runner-up in the first round rather than a fellow district champ. The opening two games held dominating victories for Salina over Jackson County and Red Bull and Springs. Game three would be the previous season's playoff rematch with the defending state champion, Gordonsville Tigers. Richardson and his squad went to 3-0 with a 21-6 win over the champs. A fourth game dismantling of Baxter set sign up with a big midseason showdown against the Smith County Owls, who would later go on to advance to the 1985 AA state semifinals. The Black and Gold were handed their first defeat by the larger school, 13-24. A win the following week over Monterey and then a loss to Watertown, 14-16, via safety, put Richardson's team at 5-2. They went on to destroy the remaining regular season opponents. Macon County was swept aside 35-6. Livingston, coached by former Bulldog head leader Harold Watson, was embarrassed 41-8. And finally, East Robertson was put out of their misery 40-6. The Dogs were 8-2, District 5A champs, ranked 10th in the state, and paired up in the first round with the number 6-ranked Friendship Christian Commanders. Salina trailed 0-7 at halftime before scoring 4 unanswered second-half touchdowns to win in advance 26-7. Another private school loomed large in the second round, the number 3-ranked Franklin Road Academy Rebels. Once again, the Dogs found themselves down at the half, this time 6-18. An 89-yard kickoff return touchdown to start the second half, along with 2 more unanswered scores, saw the Dogs rally to win 27-18. A third private school waited in the wings in the third round state quarterfinals, the number 8-ranked Fighting Irish of Knoxville Catholic. This time the Dogs led at the half 10-7 and scored 2 more in the final 2 minutes of the game to win in advance to the state semifinals 23-7. Salina's opponent for the fourth round contest was the Pirates of South Pittsburgh, who had a highly touted group of linemen and just as highly a touted running back in Johnny Sisko. The Pirates made the northward journey to Salina, completely neutralizing the Dogs, 0-35, and then they went on to lose the state championship to Lake County. The 1985 team had won 11 football games. No team had done that before them, and only one has since. They advanced to the final four of the state, and that is still unrivaled by a Bulldog team. In fact, since 1985, no team has advanced beyond the second round. According to the power rankings, the 1985 team ranks 8th in the area of winning percentage. Their offense is the 10th best of all time, while their defense tied with the 89 team for 17th on defense. Their point differential rank of 9th and their postseason success places the 1985 team as the 6th best all-time team. And Thomas, I can't wait to hear this roster that you're going to go through.
Well, and it just shows if they're number 6, this top 5 is pretty dang strong for a semifinal team that is considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest. But again, they rank themselves in this system, so it's hard to choose the greatest.
That's right.
On that great roster, they had 8 freshmen. They included Scott Barlow, and these are some legends as they go down the list. I don't know how much they contributed on this team,
right?
But it ended up being legends. Scott Barlow, Kenny Garrett, Rob Eads, Pat Smith, William Strong, Tony Maxfield, Joey Eads, and Marty Rich. 12, count them, 12 guys, sophomores. The great John Carlisle, Boyd Heston, Jimmy Melton, Larry Copeland, Kenny Meadows, Richard Wicks, Tony Watson, Stevie Key, Troy Watson, William Birdwell, our all-time sack leader Johnny Rich, and Mark DeLong Jenkins. And then we had 6 juniors were getting into this upper class, 16 of them total. 6 juniors, quarterback Kevin Watson, David Arms, fullback Craig Ogletree, Randy Nixon, Michael Thompson, and Jeff Eads. And then those 10 seniors. We haven't heard that in quite some time, 10 seniors on a Bulldog team. The great Jimmy Hull, William Markham, Mark Sprote, Rob Weir, Dwayne Smith, Eddie Barlow, Jeff McLaren, Randy Copeland, Pat Teeples, and Brian Hossel. What a crew, Daniel.
It certainly is. Every one of these teams has had strong upper classes, as all of them are going to, and that's as strong as any.
It is, and we always like to mention the managers, Brian Bowles, Mark Daniels, Wally Maxwell, Gary Head, and Joey Roten. And this team is coached by the great Russell Richardson, like you said, and assistants Joe Neal Eads and Randall Walker. We've said those three several weeks here, Daniel, in a row.
Well, that's the That's the ones. That's kind of, you know, you got two of those guys, well, all three of them, you know, on the Mount Rushmore, so to speak, of Bulldog football coaching. Let's go ahead and look at some individual stuff. We try to leave out the individual names in the first portion and focus on the team. We do like to share some stats in the back half of this. Offensively, the team lived and died with their senior tailback, Jimmy Crankle. A greedy troop of linemen, including Eddie Barlow, Randy Copeland, Randy Nixon, Johnny Rich, Dwayne Smith, Pat Teeples, Mike Thompson, along with the fullback Craig Ogletree, they paved the way for Hull, and that's not to be forgotten. I'm sure that Crank would be the first to throw credit to those guys.
They have, and you know, Crank is our second leading all-time rusher besides my playing partner Gary Davis, and you know he would be glad that you mentioned those names, Daniel.
During this season, Hull amassed 1,633 yards and 28 touchdowns on the ground during the 14-game campaign. During the four playoff game stretch, Hull scored 10 of the Bulldogs' 12 touchdowns.
Wow.
He definitely was the large portion of this offense. He also hit 33 extra point kicks and 3 field goals on the season. Ogletree, Hull's enforcer in the backfield, toted the ball for 795 yards and 11 touchdowns of his own. At quarterback, the late Kevin Watson distributed the ball for 880 yards and 4 scores. His favorite targets were Brian Hossel, 501 yards and a touchdown. Hull, 186 yards and a touchdown. William Markham, father of Jared, of course, 106 yards and a touchdown. And Rob Weir, 100 yards receiving, and he slipped in with 2 rushing touchdowns on that 85 season. Defensively, Salina was faced by linebacker Craig Ogletree's 113 tackles and 3 interceptions. He was strongly supported by Eddie Barlow, 95 tackles, Brian Hossel, 59 tackles, Stevie Key, 57, and Mike Thompson with 50. Individual honors for the team were many. We won't name all the all-district players. We'll step ahead to those receiving all mid-state honorable mention. Those were Eddie Barlow, Brian Hossel, Stevie Key, Johnny Rich, and Kevin Watson. Craig Ogletree was named all mid-state along with all-state honorable mention. And finally, Jimmy Crank Hull was awarded the all-mid-state Class A MVP and was granted a spot on the all-state first team. Thomas, we've got just a minute to talk for a minute about these guys.
Well, you know, I knew the 1989 team personally. A little too young for this one, but, Lord, we've all heard the legend of them, you know. Of course, Uncle Don and Kevin, they both had the privilege of covering this team, so that's where I've heard a lot of it, and then look up to all these guys that a bunch of them here in the stadium tonight.
I would argue with my youthfulness, this may be a bit naive, but I would argue that the third round win on the road at Knox Catholic is arguably the greatest win in the history of our football program. They were underdogs, 3-hour bus trip going up there. Knox Catholic had a very, very stiff defense. They had a great running back too. Went up there and put it on them, and I could have experienced that one.
Me too. And I'll tell you something else that I never did. Beat Franklin Road to get to that game. So
3 private schools through that playoff march. Friendship, Franklin Road, Knox Catholic. And private schools, mind you, at the time, who had no restrictions on what they were allowed to do. So
do anything they wanted to.
A very strong team, certainly.
And you talked about Crank there. That may be one of the highest awards a Clay County player's ever received. You know, we talk about Brian Burchett was a Mr. Football finalist.
Right.
Didn't win it, but that's a huge award in the day.
It is, and that season, Hull did become, at the time, the career rushing leader, the career scoring leader. He was kind of Mr. Everything and had that great team around him that made him go. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings number 16, 1985. Tune in next week for the unveiling of number 5. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to stop in to pick up their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina because fresh is what we do.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip up the mountain to Monterey, where the Dogs will look to remain unbeaten in Region 4A against the winless Wildcats. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior wideout and defensive back B.J. Emberton for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Guys, thanks for having us over today.
Hey, you're always welcome in the Doghouse. Thanks for coming.
B.J., good to be here with you this morning.
Appreciate you having me.
Coach, last week, kind of a tough loss, but I thought your team really showed they could play with anybody with the effort they gave and really had a chance late.
You know, I agree with you. If we clean up a couple things, you know, I feel like we could have won that game. But it's small things, and not to take anything away from Mount Juliet, but, you know, we didn't exactly come out and execute the best way possible. But, you know, with all that being said, that just comes more reps. This has been kind of a new system. Like you said, the effort. You really took the words out of my mouth. There was no quit. No quit that entire night.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, it was kind of a defensive struggle, especially in the first half. But that defense of yours really, really stepped up.
And, you know, that's been a point of emphasis with us. And I hope that's something we can continue to improve and, you know, really get physical and really smash people in the mouth.
BJ, you guys could have easily laid down after falling behind early. You know, you were down 14-0 at the half, but you didn't. Where'd that will that you guys showed come from?
Well, we knew that this is a huge game, and if we won this game, you know, as of last year, it wasn't very close with them last year. We knew it was close at halftime, so we knew we had a good chance.
And to me, I think, you know, Coach Johnson kind of talked about it. This team's kind of changed in their identity in the last couple of weeks. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, it definitely showed that night. Coach Dalton Goad, he was kind of the star of the night, had a huge night, 4 sacks, 2 or 3 tackles for loss defensively. But several other guys stepped up, including this guy. We all know the threat he is at wideout. Talk about him coming up, sticking his head in there to help limit possibly one of the best backs you guys will see in Darius Heilig of Mount Juliet Christian.
Oh, mainly when people see BJ, they think, you know, wide out basketball guy go up and get it. But, I mean, even the week before against Republic, two picks.
Right.
You know, huge fourth down tackle. I mean, was instrumental in what we were doing last Friday. He will come up and tackle. You know, I guess that's we kind of got the basketball out of him a little bit because he will play defense, you know.
And just the second year playing football, you mentioned that, played basketball all his life. But such an athlete, he makes an impact no matter what the sport is.
I agree with that. And you know, just because you're an athlete doesn't mean, you know, you can play a sport. That's a lot of hard work and dedication on his part to make the transition. And from everything I've gathered, I mean, he's all in. You know, it's something he just didn't roll out of bed and say, hey, you know, I'm going to play football.
Right.
You know, he's really worked at it.
BJ, and you and Jake, finally the offense got rolling there late, and you guys hooked up for one of the biggest plays of the game, too. Tell us about that one down the sideline and how big a catch it was and what you're looking to do tonight against Monterey in the passing game.
Well, really, he's running waggle. It's supposed to be a comeback. Before we went out of the huddle, Jake told me just run a go, so he threw it on the outside, so it's there.
So you guys kind of collaborate together, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's
every
good.
Now and then.
I've heard you've kind of grown up together and know each other.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as a quarterback receiver, you can't beat that type of relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what about tonight? Do you expect a little more of the same
a
big moment?
So. I hope so. Coach will throw it to me.
Hey, we try to get him at least one big one a night. So.
Well, he's such a weapon. Talk about that, Coach. How nice is it to have a weapon like B.J. Emerton when you kind of lull teams to sleep with that power run game? What an athlete this guy is. I mean, just throw it up to him.
Oh, it's great because, I mean, you know, we can pound, pound, pound all night, and, you know, he's out there by himself, and more often than not, he's got single coverage. And I take my chances. I like it, you know. And hopefully, you know, we do get some people lulled to sleep, and we've had some big games out of him just off of run fakes.
Right.
You know, him running deep and going up and getting it. But, you know, I would like to continue the same thing. It's, you know, pick your poison.
Sure. Sure. BJ, tonight, haven't talked about this much, didn't really touch on it in the paper, but Monterey is your new coach's alma mater. I'm sure you guys would love nothing better than come away with a win for Coach Johnson tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's really wanting to get that win, too.
Well, is it something you guys have talked about at all?
No, we ain't mentioned it yet.
Well,
not at all.
Coach, I'm sure you kind of downplayed that one
all week long. I've not mentioned it the first time, to be honest with you, you know.
Right. Well, I guess I'm the first one to bring it up.
You are. You are.
But that aside, this is a big game, and the Wildcats are winless, but they got to be hungry for a win, especially against Clay County. You consider this one kind of a trap-type game, Coach?
Yes. Because, I mean, we've seen the film on them all week. We've watched it, you know, as coaches and as a team. They are, to me, they're much better than 0-4. You know, they have some things they can do that can hurt us if we're not, you know, on our A game. Also, they're very well coached. I mean, this is not your typical 0-4 squad. And this kind of is a trap game if you just look at the record involved.
Well, I think you could definitely see that. BJ, I know you know this is a big game. Beat Monterey last year for the first time in quite some time. What's it been like in practice this week? You guys fired up?
Oh, yeah. We're excited. And, you know, we've never hosted a region game at home, and this is one of the big steps toward that.
You're talking about a playoff game, right?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
Close
well,
enough,
Zach Strong mentioned that last week. I like that. Sounds like Coach may have set a goal for you.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
You got to set goals because, I mean, if you don't, what are you working for, right?
Right, right. Well, tell us a little bit about Monterey, Coach. What's the key to our success tonight, and how do you feel about this one?
Well, they can do a lot of things, and that's the scary part that's hard to scout them. I mean, you can see them in any minute go from spread and trying to throw the ball around the yard, and then they get into some power sets with two tight ends.
Right.
So, you know, it's teams like that are good at a lot of different things. They're very hard to prepare for, you know, and I mean, we have repped and repped all week to kind of expect the unexpected.
Sure.
I mean, you know, because a team definitely that's, you know, sitting at 0-4 and can do a lot of different things, I mean, I think that's fair to assume that you might see something you're not used to.
And you're playing up there, BJ. You've never played at Monterey, I don't think.
No.
What do you... Well, how are you preparing for that road trip?
I mean, I don't know. I guess like any other, just go ready to play.
And they got a new stadium, pretty good facility up there now. Might be a little different look up there, Coach.
Yeah, it's definitely different from anything I've seen. You know, if we go back to my time up there, anything I was associated with Monterey football doesn't exist anymore. I mean, you know, the field, the school is just gone.
Give us one key tonight to what we need to do to get over the hump against the Wildcats.
Well, number one, I think we need to be able to generate more offense. And I feel like this is a team that can sneak up on us and score. You know, I'd like to see that. I would like to see, you know, the things we're concerned with. They got a big wideout. I mean, a guy similar to a BJ. Sure. I can go up and get it. Quarterback with some wheels and a pretty good running back. So we really got to pay attention. You know, if we sell out to stop one, I feel like they got something else that can hurt us. So we really need to play up at every position.
Well, sounds good, Coach. We're looking forward to this one. All right, guys, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson and another player to preview the Dogs' homecoming game versus East Robertson. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show. It's time for the home improvement keys to the game. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, offensively.
Well, Daniel, you know, Clay County's offensive production's been down a little bit in the last few games, but mostly because it's been missing that big playability in the run game.
You know, White Burks and the others have done a great job pounding away. But, you know, that has an impact on the passing game, too, when you can't make that big play in the run game. So I think that this week we see it open back up for one reason and one reason only. Jared Markham, he's back, he's healthy, and he's ready to roll, Daniel. Expect the number 24 of old tonight, early and often. I can't wait to see it, I tell you.
I agree. I think he's back to health, and we're going to see it tonight. What about defensively?
Well, defensively, you can't ask for much more than we've seen in the past few games. This Bulldog D has become the backbone of this team, and I don't think there's any denying that.
No.
They'll be challenged with a lot of multiple looks tonight from Monterey, as they always do, you know, throw out those junk formations and this and that. But if they just play their game the way they have been, it won't matter what Monterey does. Copeland and Burchett are still out, and I think maybe Carson Sharp, who's been playing for Burchett, is out. So we're going to see a few new faces tonight, but I think these guys will step up. It's been next man up for this Bulldog defense, and that's been their attitude. And I think our greedy bunch has come to play tonight, and we'll be fine against Monterey tonight.
Okay, that's taking care of each side of the ball. What about overall tonight?
Like we talked about, and Coach Johnson has too, this Wildcats team is one you better not overlook, no matter their record, especially here on the mountain. You can almost call them dangerous, I think, Daniel.
I agree.
You know, because they've been close but haven't closed the deal yet. And you can bet they're gunning for us. So Clay County's mindset and approach will be the key to this one. They got to keep that chip on their shoulder and bring it like they have been, because that's what Monterey's going to do. You know that. I mean, they're going to come out fired up. And I think tonight's a business trip for the Dogs. They've gotten better each week, just like you've been saying. We see them take another step tonight in that direction, get to 3-0 in the league with a convincing win. Dogs roll tonight, I think, Daniel.
There you have it. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Home Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Now we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently in Monterey is 79. At halftime, we should be around 76. And then the end of the game, 75 degrees. Humidity is 72%. No precipitation is falling today in Monterey, and none is expected throughout tonight's contest. There is a wind, that of the north-northeast, at 4 miles per hour. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice of Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We've returned here to Medley Field at Monterey High School. We're prepared for the kickoff of this contest. Clay County, you'll be receiving it here. We ran out of time on our CarQuest pregame show. Coach Edwards, we had to skip the final word that you usually bring to us. Perhaps you can bring something to us at halftime, the halftime word perhaps.
We'll go midway word is what we'll call it, the midway word.
Clay County is the visiting team tonight. They're 3-1 heading into the contest. They wear white jerseys, black helmets with a gold CC on the side and black pants. Monterey, the home team, going to be kicking off right to left. They wear purple jerseys with white helmets and pants. Deep to receive for Clay County is Emberton and Sharp. The kick's a pooch kick short. It'll be fielded by Monterey. They're going to recover this thing and open up with a stolen possession from Clay County. And you could not ask for a worse start to this contest.
You couldn't. A little trickery right off the bat from Coach Hughes there. A big momentum swing for the Wildcats here. Good home crowd getting fired up right off the bat. Exactly like you said, Daniel, not what we needed for a start. But let's see what this Bulldog defense has got. We talked about them in the keys of the game. They're going to have to step up early right here, Daniel.
In the locker room before the game, Coach Johnson told his guys, I stand there, he said, expect the unexpected.
Yeah, well, that was it.
Monterey has it, first and 10 from the Bulldog 31, a very short field for them. They have an overloaded offensive line to the left side, quarterback keeper around that left side, and it's going to be number 7, the Wildcat quarterback with almost a touchdown. He gets all the way down to the Bulldog 2-yard line. Jordan Key, the junior quarterback, picks up a lot on first down to set his team up first and goal from the Monterey 2, and the Wildcats have come out and knocked Clay County in the mouth.
Well, just looked shell-shocked. I mean, like I said, the momentum was just taken away early from the Dogs. Got to keep them out of the end zone here, Daniel.
Here we are again. Key's going to be in under center. It's a 4 backfield set with all offensive linemen. No wideouts. Wildcat set produces a touchdown from Monterey. That was Anthony Cervantes, the sophomore, on the touchdown. Soberanis rather than Cervantes, as I said. And it's 6-0 early in this one. We've got 22 seconds off this clock at Medley Field, and the home team leads 6-0.
I'll tell you what, Daniel, this is a position where Clay County hasn't been this early. You know, dropped and got behind 14-0 at the half last week, but going to be a big effort for the Dogs to claw back in this one.
Place kicker number 72, Renee Talon, kicks it through, and it's good. 7-0 is the Wildcats' lead here at Monterey. Clay County going to get another chance, hopefully, after this commercial break.
Bulldogs 0.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We return here to Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network, and 22 seconds into this contest, Clay County finds themselves down a score, 7-0. Probably another Pooch-style kick. We'll see out of Monterey here. It should have been fielded cleanly by Clay County with a fair catch. However, our returners let it go to the ground, and the Wildcats fell on it.
They didn't. Just didn't come up quick enough to get that ball, Daniel. Coach, you may not have got the final word, but give us a little coaching wisdom. How do you get up from getting socked in the teeth that quickly?
Well, you know, it happens from time to time. You just get hit in the mouth, and you just got to, you know, rely on your senior leadership and go with it. Expect those guys to lead everybody else through it. It's not easy, but, you know, a good group of seniors here. I expect to see them come out right here and make a good drive.
Talon this time kicks it over the head of Mason Sharp into the Bulldogs end zone to set them up with a long 80-yard drive here starting on their own 20. After the touchback, head coach Scott Hughes has his Wildcats ready to play. They're 0-4 on the season. However, don't be deceived by that. They are a good football team. Clay County going to get their first offensive play in here. Those starters will be able to bring to you at this time as we have whistles on the field. Starting offensive line, left or right, Joseph Jolin, Michael Herrera, Seth Ease, Wade Coons, and Zach Strong. Tight end Hayden Cherry, receivers B.J. Emberton and Jacob Burnett. Fullbacks tonight for the injured Copeland will be Dalton Gold along with Dakota McGee. Running backs Jared Markham and White Burks along with junior quarterback Jake Ashlock. The Subway starting offensive lineup has been brought to you by your local Subway restaurant on the bypass in Salina. Subway, fresh is what we do. Drive starts at the Bulldogs 20. Ashok's under center, double wing set, Markham in motion, handoff to him. He comes around the right side behind Strong, where he'll be tackled after a gain of one to set up 2nd and 9.
Just not much there on Markham's first carry. They got the edge, set the edge on us. Daniel, Markham tried to make a move or two, just nowhere to go.
Certainly was not. Monterey, a team that has grown used to beating the Bulldogs here in the 21st century. They've had the majority of the wins. This is the 73rd meeting between the two teams. Clay County has 46 wins in the series, but most of those came before the year 2000. 2nd and 9. Ashlock under center. We're going to pass. Rolls to his left. Targets downfield. Nobody open. He's going to run it. He has some positive yardage. Lowers his shoulder and bulldozes his way up to the Bulldog 25-yard line. Pick up a 4 for him. His biggest offensive gain on the ground this year. Ashlock not much of a running quarterback, more of a pocket passer. Setting up 3rd and 5 for Clay County. A big play here early in this contest, and they need some momentum at a first down.
They do. You know, we saw a fake to Markham there on that, a little waggle, and he had Burnett out in the flat, just decided to tuck it and run.
Ashlock under center. Burks in motion, right to left, fake to him. Ashlock hooks the pass, balls away, targeting Burnett, incomplete, sails over his head. Clay County gonna be punting away here. The senior Joseph Jolin will be coming on the field to take care of those duties. He's done an excellent job all year. I expect no different tonight. And head coach Jake Johnson, the third game here as the leader of the Bulldogs, comes back to his alma mater of Monterey High School. I know that he was very, nervous, for lack of a better term, about this game. Just kind of emotional coming back up here. And so far, his team is playing a little nervy. Hopefully, they'll settle in.
Playing a little tight. You're right, Daniel.
Long snaps there. Jolin cleanly gets the kick away. It's a high kick. Hits on the Wildcat side of the field and then takes a Wildcat bounce back into Bulldog territory where it's going to roll out of bounds. Monterey will take over at the Bulldog 47. For their 2nd offensive possession early in this game. We do have 10:08 remaining. Monterey has a 7-0 lead.
Well, let's see if this Bulldog defense can kind of settle this team down right here, Daniel. This is what we need. We rely on this defense. We have the last few games right here where we need to gain some momentum. Didn't have much time on that first drive step up. Let's see if they can do it here.
Here Monterey comes. They have 4 backs in the backfield. Key, the quarterback, sits in the shotgun. He has a running back to his right. Hip fake to him. Key keeps it. He's up the gut. Going to get the first down. Yard Jamore. He's at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He'll be taken out of bounds at the Bulldog 3-yard line by Sage Tiernan, who's getting the start. Let's try to bring those defensive starters to you. Nose guard Dalton Goh. Defensive tackles Wade Coons and Zach Strong. Defensive ends, Joseph Jolin and Hayden Cherry. Inside backers, Austin Ritter and White Burks. Cornerbacks, Jacob Burnett and Sage Tiernan. Safeties, B.J. Emberton and Mason Sharp. That is the Subway starting defensive lineup. Subway, Fresh is what we do. Wildcat set for Monterey. They snap it. Mishandled snap that time for the running back, Sorbanis, who was in the backfield, and it is a loss of yardage for Monterey to set up second goal after the loss back at the Bulldog 6.
Let's go back to that last play, Daniel, that got them down here. Had those two tight backs up front, and then the lead, the tailback came through. Three lead blockers out front, blew open a huge hole for the quarterback, Key, and he just took advantage. Not something these Bulldogs have seen yet this season.
It's not. Monterey now, for the first time tonight, uses some wide outs. There's one to either side. It's a double wing set for them. A single fullback, Key's under center, motion in the backfield from right to left, hand off to Sorbanis at fullback. He gets close to the end zone and pushes his way. Perhaps in. We're waiting for the signal. He's very close. They're going to down him at the one-inch line, it looks like, to set up third and goal for Monterey. A little glimmer of hope here for the Bulldog defense. They have to hold Monterey twice, though, with only inches from the goal line.
You know, I knew they had a big running back coming in. I mean, that guy looked like Dalton Gold in the backfield, just driving his legs. Going to be hard to bring down.
Here Monterey is again, same double wing set. Wide out to either side. Key under center. Here's the snap. Quarterback sneak. He gets in. The touchdown is signal. Monterey already up here. 8:26 in this first quarter. And they have a 13-0 lead. And they'll be kicking the extra point. Talon on to try that here in just a moment. Coach Edwards, the Dogs seem a little shell-shocked. But it is early. We have less than 25% of this game gone. We don't even have had the first quarter gone.
I'm not sure this is something they've seen on film, this couple formations here with four backs in the backfield.
Fake on the field. It was an extra point attempt. The snap was good. However, they went for two and put them up 15-0 on the Wildcats here at their home of Medley Field. Early in the first quarter, 8:26 to play. Bulldogs trail 15-9.
Fay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
We've returned here on the Horizon Sports Network, hoping that Clay County can fight back in this contest. They find themselves down 15-9, 8:26 still remaining on this first quarter clock. Mason Sharp, B.J. Emerson, deep to receive already for the third time here in this first quarter. Talon approaches the ball. It was a touchback last time. He boots it deep again. Emerton going to have a chance. He fields it at the Bulldog 8, and here he comes. He's got speed. He's got athleticism, and he's out to the Bulldog 32, perhaps 31. We'll check this spot. And Clay County will take over with their best possession of this first quarter. Plenty of time here up on the mountain in Monterey for Clay County to get back in it. It does set at the Bulldog 32 to start the drive.
Monterey was 76 rushing yards here in the first 4 minutes of the game. They had 93 for the entire game last season.
Wow. The quarterback, Key, has the biggest portion of it himself, does he not? Ashok under center, first and 10, mark him in motion. Toss sweep back underneath here to Burks. It wasn't a toss sweep, it was a handoff. Burks will be taken down for a gain of one to set up second nine. The teeth of that Monterey defense appears to be pretty strong. They are in a rebuilding year. But they look like seasoned veterans tonight.
Graduated 10 seniors last year.
It's a good group. That 1985 team that we mentioned is the number 6 team in our power rankings on the Carquest pregame show had 10 seniors. Certainly something that's hard to replace. Second nine for Clay County. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Left, right. Toss sweep to him. He'll try to get around the edge of the Monterey defense. He cannot. He'll be taken down for no gain. A big hit by Anthony Silveranis. And it's going to be third and nine. The ball sets at the Bulldog 33-yard line. Run of none for Markham on that second nine-toss sweep.
Just good defense there from the Wildcats. They had big Coons out leading that toss sweep. The defender just dodged him, made the stop.
McGee in at fullback. Emerton split wide to the left. Ashok under center. Markham in motion. Fake to Markham. Ashok looks to throw. He has nobody open. He scrambles. He's around the right side. Has yardage. 40, 45. Gets the first down. And the biggest play of the night in this young contest for Clay County. Takes it up to the Bulldog 48-yard line. Ashok with his biggest gain on the ground of the year. We called that earlier, and he replicates it again.
Yeah,
that may be the key. He had a lot of rushes last year in the Monterey win, Thomas.
He did, and the guy can run. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's athletic, he's big, and he's got the wheels. So let's see if we see more of it.
Clay County working tempo here. They're at the line. Ashok under center, handoff to Burks. He tests the left side and finds nothing. Running none for him, possibly a loss, depending on the spot. Looks like forward progress carried him back to the original line of scrimmage. However, we'll have to check the spot. 6:41 and ticking here in the first quarter. Monterey leads 15-0. It's a gain of one for Burks as it sets at the Bulldog 49-yard line. Dogs break huddle, head back to the line. They're 1 yard from midfield, 1 yard from crossing into Wildcat territory for the first time. Ashlock now looks to pass again, faking the backfield. Ball's away. It's going to be caught by Hayden Cherry, the senior tight end. And he continues his excellent campaign. I called it to be Cherry. That was wrong. It was White Burks, the junior wingback. Pickup of 9, I think, for him. We'll have to check the spot.
You know, Daniel, that was a strike right there from Ashlock. That's what we need to see out of our quarterback. And once he makes one, he usually heats up. So let's see if we can get things rolling here. I think Burks was lined up at this wing back on this side, just a drag across the middle. Ashlock turned his shoulders, got his feet set, and delivered on that one.
He looked calm and confident in the pocket there. They're going to measure here at Medley Field, very close to the first down. We'll have to wait to get official yardage. It was a second 9 play for Burks and Ashlock. The first down will be granted for Clay County. It does now set at the Wildcat 42-yard line. So we'll call it a pickup of 9 on the pass play for Ashlock and Burks. First and 10, Clay County battling back here. 6:09 remaining in the first. Wildcats lead 15-0. Clay County, though, has it in Wildcat territory, 1st and 10. Momentum on their side. Double wing set for Clay County. Emerton, the wideout, split to the left. Goad, the fullback. Ashlock under center. Markham in the backfield. Hand off to Goad. He lowers the shoulder, turns the legs, gets positive yardage. Didn't look like there was much there, Coach Edwards, but that second effort from Goad produced a few positive yards.
He had a burst of speed right there. He just hit the hole hard and just pushed back 3 or 4 Wildcats there as he went.
The sophomore is a load. We've seen him on defense, now in the offensive backfield. Pickup of 3-4 Goad as the ball sets at the Wildcat 39. Ashok under center. Burnett split wide to the right. Burks in motion right to left. Hand off to him. Goad kills the defensive end. Burks follows him. Picks up a nice gain. He does not get the first down. Thomas, did you see Dalton Goad lead blocking off that edge?
It did look like a quarterback sack to me. I mean, he had about 4 steps to get going, and when he's got that momentum behind him, you better look out.
Going to be 3rd and a long 3 for Clay County. The ball rests at the Wildcat 35. 4-down territory probably for Clay County here in the contest. Jacob Burnett, the sophomore, splits out wide to the right. Burks at right wing. Markham at left. McGee, the fullback. Ashlock under center. Burks in motion. Fake to him. Ashlock hooks the pass. He has the man downfield. Throws an interception. No. Incomplete. Looks like a Wildcat may have come up with it. I thought Jacob Walker, the senior defensive back, had intercepted, but it hit the ground first, fortunately. Incomplete pass, 4th and 4 for Clay County.
Well, just a simple, I think they call it a waggle, sprint out 18 pass in my day. Just came back underneath. Had a little too much coverage there. Almost fitted in, though, Daniel.
Big play here early in this contest, 4:53 in this first quarter. Clay County going for it. Ball sets at the Wildcat 35, 4th and 4. Ashlock under center, maybe trying a hard count. Going to take a timeout, does head coach Jake Johnson. He wants to talk this big play over. We'll go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org.
Fourth down, here we go, Ashlock under center. He rolls out to the right, Clay County looking to pass, nothing there. Ashlock's going to run, he beats the man to the edge, gets the first down and safely goes out of bounds. Jake Ashlock has been the biggest proponent of Bulldog success on offense tonight. On this drive, we're getting ready for the 10th play. Ashlock scrambling on passing plays has picked up most of these first downs.
It has three carries for 23 yards so far, Daniel. When you get him out on the edge, they're not used to this. You know, we talk about we hadn't seen what Monterey's doing. They haven't seen Jake Ashlock's wheels either.
First and 10. Ball at the Wildcat 29. Burke's in motion right to left across the set. We target everything. Quick screen. Blocker's out in front of him. He dodges the man. Gets yardage. Close to the first down. It's going to be a pickup of around 9 for Emerton. Nice, simple play there. Huge pickup on first down. Going to set up second and 1. Is that ball now rest at the Wildcat 20? And the Bulldogs are on the edge of the red zone here. They do trail by 15. They're down early, 15-9, 4:20 and ticking on this clock. Second and 1. Burnett in it wide out to the left. Markham's heads at left wing. Burks it right. McGee the fullback. Ashlock under center. Toss sweep to Markham to the right. The edge is not there. He cannot get it. Cuts back inside. Now he escapes. He's at the 10. Down to the 5. Well, who'd he take it out of bounds? It did not look like Markham was going to get to the edge. He put on the brakes. Then gave that quick boost of speed and got around the edge.
What about the patience of Jared Markham right there? You know, he came to a put on the brakes, just like you said, came to a standstill, let that blocker get in front of him, cut it up. What a run by Jared Markham.
First and goal, Clay County. 4 minutes remaining in the first, and the clock stops. Ball set to the Wildcat 8. Nice pickup for Markham. Ashlock hooks the pass, rolls to his left, throws to McGee. It's caught. He's at the 2, the 3, gets to the 1. Actually, the 3, the 2. I gave a backwards call there, Coach. You don't go from the 2 to the 3. You go from the 3 to the 2 at this point on the field. And McGee, the senior fullback, takes us down for second goal. All the way down in the Wildcat 2, 3-yard line area. 3:30 and ticking. Clay County about 6 feet away from points here. We'll call it the Wildcat 2. Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. It's a handoff to Gold. He stopped up the gut. Still moving the pile forward, though. Looks like Ashlock may have kept it. Thomas, did you clearly see?
I did.
Hey, he did keep it. He faked the toss to Markham and turned and tried to hit it up the gut there.
Third and goal. 36 inches away from points. We're getting ready for the 14th play of this Clay County drive. My little stat sheet here only goes to 14, so this is a long drive. Ashlock under center, 1 yard away. Quarterback keeper, I don't know if he's there. Second effort, gets it. Touchdown, Clay County. Jake Ashlock showing some toughness. He had help from his offensive line, had help from his backfield coming up from behind him pushing. And Clay County gets it back down here to what's going to hopefully be a one-possession game. Currently, they trail by 9, 15-6 here at Medley Field.
What an answer from Clay County right there. Just a methodical drive down the field, Daniel. You couldn't ask for any more when you get behind 15-0 to kind of get the momentum back, and that's what Clay County's trying to do.
14-play scoring drive. Clay County going to go for 2. Sharp under center at quarterback. Gets a handoff to Markham. He does not get the edge. There's a flag on the field, though. Probably an offensive penalty against Clay County that'll be declined.
First penalty of the night for either team.
24, Jared Markham on the carry for the Bulldogs. Penalty marker on
the have to see what this penalty is holding against Clay County. That'll be declined. It's still a two-possession game here with 2:45 remaining in the first quarter. Let's try to get one quick ad here in here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We return here right after that Clay County touchdown. Jake Ashoff took it in for the one-yard quarterback sneak, and we have a new score of Clay County 6, Monterey 15, 2:45 remaining in this lengthy first quarter. Monterey did open up with a pooch kick to start this game. They recovered it, and they had a short two-play scoring drive from 31 yards out to go up 7-0. We came back, punted, three and out. Monterey scored again on a four-play drive that clips 47 yards. And Clay County has that long 14-yard scoring drive to get it back to 15-6. Pooch kick by Clay County. Going to be fair caught by the Wildcats at their own 39-yard line.
Got to go back to that last drive, Daniel. Just huge for the Bulldogs to get back in this game. And I tell you who it's all about. You say what you want about the beginning of the year. Jake Ashlock put Clay County on his shoulders on that drive. 3 for 4 passing and picked up about 25 yards of that on the ground and then stuck it in the end zone with a sneak. Jake Ashlock stepping up tonight.
We've seen him do it on the hardwood. We saw him do it at times last year here on the gridiron, and certainly he is tonight. Monterey with the ball. They're back in that heavy overload set to the left. Four offensive linemen there. Key with the quarterback keeper. Off tackle. Going to be tackled by Ritter along with Tiernan and another Bulldog. The shortest run of the night for quarterback Jordan Key. However, he still picks up over half of what was needed on first and 10 for a new set of downs. Picks up exactly half of it. Second and 5. Monterey Thomas, this is just smash-mouth football. This is what head coach Billy Heady put in place years ago at Monterey. Current head coach Scott Hughes has continued that tradition here on the mountain, and they're just lining up. We basically know where it's coming, and they're bringing it at us.
They are, and I think this is where your seniors, like Coach said, has to step up. Joseph Jolin, Zach Strong in the middle in there, and those other guys. Time to step up for this Bulldog defense, and here they come.
Second and 5, handoff to Sardonis, and he picks up the first down. He's a big back. Picks up that first down tackle by Tiernan, who's getting his first ever start as a Clay County Bulldog football player. Filling in for the injured, actually, he's three deep here. It was Bryson Burgett. He sustained concussion symptoms in practice a couple weeks ago. Then it was Carson Sharp, the freshman at corner. He's having back spasms and out. And now the senior Tiernan on playing corner and doing it well. First and 10 for the Wildcats. They're in Bulldog territory. Nice job. Tackled by Dalton Gold as he gets in. Now the handoff was to Anthony Soberanis. I'm saying that different and wrong each time, but just bear with me on it. And second one, I think it was Gold on that tackle.
I'm pretty sure it was Strong knifing in there from the far side, Daniel. It was Gold on the sack last week, but that was Zach Strong, the senior, stepping up just like we need him to.
Second 9, Wildcats. Ball sets at the Bulldog, 45. Strong on the tackle. Hopefully he can get another here. Key in the shotgun. Quarterback keeper off left side. He gets back to the line. Now the 40, 35, up to the 30. And Tiernan with another tackle. You don't want to see your leading tackler coming from the secondary. And Tiernan right now leading the Bulldogs in that category.
He is, Daniel. And again, that quarterback run, it's kind of been our Achilles heel all night so far tonight. We can see the tailback coming and kind of shut him down. But they got those two blockers out front originally. And then he's just kind of play action and then following the lead of the tailback up the gut. And just Clay County don't have an answer for it right now.
Well, that's very true. We're going to go ahead and stay with you here as Monterey takes a timeout. Coach Edwards, let's turn to you here. Any scores?
Nothing right now. I've got a number 7 Key from Monterey of 91 yards on 4 carries.
Okay, that quarterback. Coach, we missed our final word and during the Carquest pregame show for you. Give us a little taste of what you were going to talk about there.
Well, I'm simply going to talk about the, you know, we've seen some improvements on from the Bulldogs the last couple weeks, and you know, we've got two coaches on our staff from Monterey, so it's probably been a bit of a nerve-wracking week for those guys. But Monterey's not your typical 0-4 team, as we've seen here in this first quarter. They've lost four games to really good teams. So, you know, we got to respond right here, and I think we will.
Monterey has it, 1st and 10. It sits at the Bulldog 30. Key in the shotgun. Sorbanis to his right hip. Fake to him. Going to be taken down in the backfield. Quarterback sack for Clay County. The Bulldog on that tackler was Zach Strong. Strong with a big hit there. The biggest loss on the night for the Wildcats. The only other time they had negative yardage was when they mishandled a Wildcat snap. And that was a legitimate 4-yard loss. Is that Strong, Clay County defensive line finally showing up, Thomas?
They are, and that's what I was talking about before this game started, that this front 7 would be the key tonight to slowing this Monterey attack down. They're starting to find their groove here, Daniel.
Here we see Monterey in another set. It's a double set. 2 wide outs left, 2 wide outs right. Key the quarterback, Silveranis, his right hip. Key throws for the first time. Nice pass complete. Tackle is not made. The receiver on that play finally taken down by B.J. Emberton. Paxton Payne, who we know from the Monterey hardwood up here, showing that he's talented on the gridiron as well. He was the receiver on that big game. They're going to advance all the way down to the Bulldog 19-yard line and have it 1st and 10. That is the end of the first quarter here at Medley Field. We're going to play 2 ads here on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County Trail, 6-15.
You can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
First play of the second quarter here at Medley Field. Key back to pass. He's under pressure. Gets it away. Incomplete. Nice job by the Bulldogs secondary and defensive line. Monterey with the ball here all the way down to the Bulldog 19, where they're going to have it 2nd and 10 after that incomplete pass. They do have a 15-6 lead here. But Clay County fighting hard to get back in this one.
They are, Daniel. And again, good coverage by Emerton down the field there. He's played some pretty good defense along with Tiernan in that defensive backfield. Coming up, making a few tackles, and keeping them out of the end zone on that toss.
2nd and 10, Monterey. Key in the gun. 2 wide outs right, 2 to the left. Sorbanis at his right hip. Balls away. Incomplete. I do not really know why Monterey has left the run game here, but I'm proud of it as they've had 2 incomplete passes on their last 2 attempts.
They have, and I tell you, the quarterback's got time to throw. We haven't seen that from this Bulldog team either. Monterey apparently has got a pretty good offensive line. If you can slow down Mr. Dalton Gold in the middle and Zach Strong on the edge, you know, Strong has the 1 sack. But other than that, no pressure on this Wildcat quarterback.
Excellent point. We've had injuries to this Bulldog defense, but not on that front line. Not on the front line. For some reason, we're not getting the penetration once again. 3rd and 10 from the Bulldog 19. Monterey in this double set. 2 wide right, 2 wide left. Key in the gun, running back on his right hip. Motion across the formation, but trips right stick. He looks to pass, balls away, heads for the end zone, has a man, going to be caught for a touchdown. Busted coverage there. It looks like Mason Sharp, the safety, was on the coverage, got some separation away from the receiver, and Monterey making it look easy here in this second quarter as they go up 21-6 with 11:41 remaining in this first half.
I didn't see how that play started, Daniel, but some kind of wheel route underneath, got down the sideline, and Sharp just got behind on that double move.
Talon on for the kick. It's away. Good-looking kick, and it is signaled successful. Clay County leads here 22. Actually, Clay County trails 22-6 here at Monterey, 11:41 in the second.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We return here to Medley Field, where Clay County trails 6-22 to the host, Monterey Wildcats. We just saw another pooch kick from Talon. It was cleanly fielded by the Bulldogs, and they're going to take over at their own 36-yard line. Clay County 36 is the spot. Going to be first and 10 from there for the Dogs. Early in this game still, they do have a several possession margin they have to overcome. Ashok under center, handoff there. Give it a go. Go with the first down and more. As he goes from the fullback position for only his second carry of the year, he's very swift for a large body, and the sophomore picks up the first down for his squad. New spot, the Bulldog 48-yard line. Pick up a 12, four go. First and 10, Ashok under center, double wing set. Hand off to Goat again. He tries the left side, taken down in the backfield for a loss. The Monterey defensive line ready that time for Dalton Gold. And he'll lose one to set up second and 11. Clay County looking to establish some continuity here on this drive. They achieved it in the first quarter. Their scoring drive was a 14-play drive aided by Ashlock's scrambling ability. And we're needing some of that again. Markham at left wing. Burnett at left wide out. Burks at right wing. Fake to Markham, hand off to Burks back underneath, tackle for a loss by the Wildcats. And it's number 54, Denver Smith, the tackler for Monterey. As Burks loses yardage, now Clay County going backwards, it sets at the Bulldog 43-yard line for 3rd and 15. Loss of 4 on that play. Four Burks.
Well, I think Coach Johnson kind of using Markham as a decoy on that tall sweep, bringing it back underneath with Burks on the counter. I'd like to see a little heavier dose of Markham here the rest of this first half.
3rd and 15, fake to Burks. Ashok hooks the pass. Throws a wheel route to Markham down the left sideline. Not good. It's intercepted. Deflection interception by number 2, Jacob Walker. He comes back up the home sideline where he's going to be tackled by Dalton Gold. The ball was a little high. It was a wheel route to Markham out of the backfield. Ashlock threw a pretty good ball, little high. Markham reaches up to try to catch it, actually tips it into the air, and Walker sitting there for the interception.
Pretty good coverage on that wheel route out of the backfield. The DB was right with him, and the safety was textbook over the top, Daniel. Markham tipped it. Can't put that one on Ashlock. Pretty good ball there. Safety again in good position to make the interception.
Monterey going to take over 47 yards away from points in Bulldog territory here. They've got it first and 10. Clay County in their 50 defense looking to get stiff here and hopefully create a turnover of their own. Key has it. Quarterback keeper off right side. Tackled in the backfield by B.J. Emerton. And the safety must have been on some kind of stunt there because it's a tackle for a loss by the safety, Thomas.
Well, you know the speed of B.J. Emerton, and he got some pretty good grip right there, too. Grabbed the jersey, ripped him down, looked like a wrestling move.
Certainly did. Almost a horse collar penalty, I was afraid, but apparently it was clean. Loss of two for Monterey, setting up second and 12. Clock ticks here at Medley Field. 9:25 remains in the first half. Monterey 22, Clay County 6. Clay County desperately needs a stop here. They cannot give up points. They already trail by 16. Two-possession game at this point in time. Second 12 for Monterey. Heavy set to the left side. Key going to go up under center. There's a wing to the right, a tailback, and a fullback. Delay of game possibly here on Monterey is there's a flag down from the back judge. Looks like it. Monterey going to be backed up, helping this Bulldog effort defensively. Second 17 after the penalty. Monterey quickly coming to the line. He's going to be under center. Two back set. Tied in and a wing to the right. Wide out to the left. Motion from right to left now. Overload to the left side. Toss sweep there. New tailback is Paxton Payne. He quickly goes around left side. Gets back the penalty yardage and more as he advances all the way up to the Bulldog 45. Not sure who the tackler was on that. Maybe Goad. I see him over there. Why not, Thomas? Give it to him.
It was Dalton Goad chasing that play down. A pretty good gain there for Payne. It's still a big third down. Third down and 8 from near midfield. Again, another chance for this Bulldog defense to regain momentum here and maybe get the ball back for this offense and get a score before the break.
8:47 remaining in this first half. Monterey has it at the Bulldog 45 for 3rd and 8. Payne's still the tailback now. Key's going to be under center. Same set there in the last play. Motion across. Going to be a toss sweep to the right. Trying the same thing. Going to be a pass as Payne releases. Nearly intercepted by Sharp. However, it should be incomplete, and it is. The Monterey receiver on the play that was being targeted was number 24. However, I don't have his name on a roster. He did catch it, but he was out of bounds before he cleanly had it. Sharp doing a good job of getting his hand in there to break it up.
He was. Sharp was pretty lucky on that one, though. I tell you that the receiver had a step again on him, a little similar to the wheel route we saw for the touchdown, except for it was basically the running back was throwing the pass there. So was I not right?
Old pitch out pass, we called it in the old days. Monterey punting for the first time tonight. They get off a good kick. It's not going to have a chance to be returned by Clay County. Bounces out of bounds all the way down at the Bulldog 10-yard line. So Clay County has a nice opportunity here to draw within one possession. However, they've got to go 90 yards to find the end zone.
Well, just what we talked about, that was a chance for the defense to step up. They did right there. Plenty of time to get this thing a little closer before the break here, Daniel. Clay County's just got to put a drive together. We saw them early on that scoring drive. What it ended up, 14 plays or 15 plays.
Yes, sir.
That's the type of drive we need right now, and I think you get it on the legs of Jared Markham. Feed the man right here on this drive. We've seen him in kind of limited action for some reason at this point. Seen Goad carry it. We've seen others carry it. It's Jared Markham time.
Here we go. 1st and 10. Ashlock under center. Double wing set. Burks in motion. Fake to him. Clay County looks fast. Balls away. Caught by McGee. He's turned into a great backfield receiver from that fullback position and picks up more than half of what was needed for the Clay County first down. We'll have to check this spot. McGee showing he's got a sure set of hands out of that backfield, the senior coming in playing a large role now that John Copeland's out for the year with that MCL tear. Pickup of 8 for Ashlock and McGee to set up second and 2 for Clay County. That should put the ball at the Bulldog 18. Under 8 minutes to play here. And we are hopeful here on the Horizon Sports Network for a big, long Clay County scoring drive. We actually don't care if they do it on this play. We just want to score.
That would work, too. But I tell you what, you're right about McGee. He's been solid all year long. Not a whole lot of yardage, but sure-handed out of the backfield. And that's something you got to have on this Bulldog team.
And he's a senior. He's a mature kid. He's out there. He's doing a good job filling in. Second 2, Ashlock under center. Markham in motion. Hand off to him. He goes down right side. No, it was actually a fake to Markham and hand off to Goader. McGee won up the gut. I have to stand up here and get a better view and check who that carrier was. I'm going to call it. I didn't see it. Let's see here. Let's give it to McGee. Thomas Goads playing left guard. Pick up a 1. We're going to call it because I think he did get some positive yards. 3rd and 1 for Clay County. Ashlock under center. Ashlock hooks the pass. He's under duress. Evades that rush. He's going to get the first down. 30. Yard line all the way up for Ashlock, crosses the 30 and gets to the Bulldog 31 where he'll be taken down. But he gets a big Clay County first down. And Coach Edwards, Ashlock, one of your basketball players, he's stepping up tonight. He has several first downs off his feet.
Well, for a big guy, you know, he's pretty fast, has good feet, good footwork for a big guy, has some speed. And showing some toughness tonight. Tucking it down and running with it.
Sideline warning here against Monterey. No yards will be assessed here on this penalty. First one is a warning. So Monterey getting a little overzealous. Don't know if it was the coaching staff, one of the players, but they're going to have to stay back off the field of play here at Medley Field. Clay County, 1st and 10, 6:47 to go here in the first half. They do trail 6-22 to the Wildcats of Monterey. Ball sets at the Wildcat 31. Ashlock's going to be under center. Emerton the wide out to the left. Burks at Markham at left wing. He goes in motion. Hand off to him around right side. Fights hard for room. Gets around the corner. And a penalty flag flies. I'm afraid a holding or block in the back against Clay County. We'll have to see.
It's almost like Monterey's got a spy for Markham, if you'll notice, Daniel. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. I'm going to try to look and pick it out, but that was pain. They put a matched athlete to athlete and keeping an eye on 24. Doing a good job limiting Jerry Markham right now.
They certainly are as the officials try to sort out the penalty on the field. It is against Clay County, holding off that right side. It will be 1st and 20 as the infraction took place at the line of scrimmage.
10-yard penalty.
What would you like to see here, Thomas, out of Coach Johnson and the Bulldogs?
Well, I tell you what, Daniel, this has been about Jake Ashlock. I get him back out on the edge right here. If he doesn't have it, tuck it and run.
Ball at the Wildcat 21 here. Ashlock is on the edge, has a man. He cannot get it to him, though. He reverses field, goes around the right side, gets the corner, positive yardage. He's going to be taken out of bounds, still a long way from the first down, but it was positive yardage for Ashlock, and the only thing of concern for this Bulldog team with Ashlock running and being hit on every play is we do not have a true backup quarterback, Coach Edwards, on the squad.
That is true. I know Mason Sharp has taken some snaps, but, you know, I don't know how much experience he has.
Pick up a 5 for Ashlock, maybe call it 6. 2nd and 14 for Clay County. The ball does set at the 27-yard line on their end of the field. Ashlock hands off to Markham. He goes around right side off tackle. He's met hard at that line of scrimmage. Maybe picked up a little. Gonna have to check that spot. And Markham, as you mentioned, Thomas, having to fight for every inch that he's gaining tonight here at Monterey. It was a pickup of what we'll call 3. For Markham to set up 3rd and 11. Clay County struggling offensively tonight and defensively. They've had to fight back. They got down early in this contest, 15-0 before scoring, and they're trying to come back from a 22-6 deficit right now.
We do have a safety over the top, but I like a matchup on the far sideline with B.J. Emerson on a little stop route right at the sticks.
Play action pass, Bashlock targets McGee, overthrows him a little bit. Pass is incomplete, setting up 4th and 11 for Clay County. 5:25 remaining here in the second quarter. Punt team on the field. Clay County will have to kick off to start the third quarter of action through the Wildcats. So they do need to hold here. Hopefully, quickly hold and get it back for another try on the offensive end. Jovan awaits the long snap. There is a Wildcat back deep to receive. I think it's number 2, Walker. Punts away, and it's a beauty by Jovan. Walker lets it hit at the Wildcat 35. It'll be down by Jacob Burnett, hustling down the field. Monterey going to take over 1st and 10 from their own 34-yard line. 5:14 remaining here in this contest, the first half of this contest.
Like to see a little better drive there from Clay County, maybe come away with points. Did click this clock down just a little bit here. This is a crucial point in this ball game, like you said, Daniel. Down 2 scores at this point. Got to keep the Wildcats out of the end zone here before the break.
Monterey and company approach the line. Key in the gun. 2 wide outs right, 2 wide outs left. Sarbonis, the running back at left hip. Hand off to him. He's good with it. He's up to the 40, 45. Crosses midfield. No, actually, he does not. He's met by B.J. Emerson with a nice tackle. Never crosses midfield. Gets all the way up to the Wildcat 49, though. Pick up a 15 for number 15, Anthony Sobranos, the sophomore.
Simple off-tackle play there. I think that might have been Jolin on this far side that got kicked out. They sealed inside on Strong. He hit the hole hard and finished it off, Daniel.
So
good run by the Wildcats.
A good-looking running back.
He is.
Listed as a sophomore on the roster I have, and he plays like a senior. 2 wide right, 2 wide left for Monterey. 1st and 10 from their own 49. Hand off to Payne. He does cross midfield. Going to be met by number 7 for Clay County. And I'm going to have to go to my Clay County roster. That's Wesley Walker, one of the newcomers to this squad after the season started. A tackle for the junior, his first of the season.
And a 4, 2nd and 6.
Pickup of around 3 to 4, 2nd and a short 7, I guess we'll call it, for Monterey. Ball does rest at the Bulldog 47-yard line. 4:08 remaining here as the clock ticks. 2 wide right, 2 wide left. Key in the gun, Payne to his right hip. Hand off to Payne. He'll be met hard by the Dogs. Tackler on the play. Walker again as he picks up the stop. We're accompanied by freshman Wade Coons.
Well, that's who I was going to credit it to, Daniel. First time I called Coons' name tonight, the freshman's been playing big. It's time for him, along with the rest of them, to continue that.
Very flat play so far by the Dogs.
Just no
spark tonight, no high energy level. I don't know what they were expecting coming up here to this 0-4 team, but they found they have got a tiger by the tail, so to speak. More accurately, a wildcat by the tail at this point. 3rd and 4 for Monterey. They have it at the Bulldog 45. Shotgun set. Trips to the left. Quarterback keeper. It's officer on the right side. Here's the pitch. Cup of paint. He's at the 40. Now the Bulldog 35. Tackle by Burks. Only after he picks up a first down, you see Monterey successfully running the option play. Not something that you see teams do a lot unless they run it exclusively. Monterey running option there for the first time tonight.
Monterey's running everything. We've seen option. We've seen wing T. We've seen spread. We've seen power. It's amazing. We talked about the formations they throw at us, and
yep.
I tell you, every one of them's having success so far tonight.
They have at least 7 different formations for the Wildcats thus far, and that's hard to prepare for.
It is.
Under 3 minutes to play here. Monterey leads 22-6. They've got it 1st and 10 driving here, preparing for the 6th play of this drive they have going. Trips receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Key in the gun. Hand off to Payne up the middle. He's got room. 30, 25. Nears the 20 where he'll be taken down by Emerson. And the Bulldogs secondary continues to have to make tackles. We're not calling Strong much tonight. Not calling Gold. We've not called Jovan. Have not called Hayden Cherry yet. Have not called Ritter in there at linebacker. Just having a hard time. That front 70 is getting to the Wildcats.
We are, and, you know, we talked about it. Those formations don't matter if that front seven steps up. Like you said, we haven't seen it out of them. And I tell you what, this may be the first time we're really missing John Copeland in the middle right now.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 21. Key in the gun. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Hand off this time to another running back. We've not seen him yet. He may score. No, a tackle will be made by number 33, Mason Sharp. However, penalty flags are down. This one's not going to stand. Prior to this play, Monterey picked up three first downs on consecutive plays, runs of 10 or more. Holding against the Wildcats will be taken back. They're going to have it first, and it may not be a full 20 because that hold happened downfield. We'll have to see how much they actually lose. They snapped it at the Bulldog 21. They may end up picking up yardage here even after the penalty.
You know, you said it, Daniel. That Bulldog defense is flat. You look down there, you know, you got Strong with his hands on his knees. You got the Goat standing there with his hands on his hips. These guys got to get a little fire at them. They're not showing that grit they have in the last two games.
That's exactly right. First and eight here. They do pick up two, even though they lost 10 on the penalty. First and eight for Monterey. The ball rests at the Bulldog 20. 2:10 to play here. Trips receivers to the left. Key in the gun. Hand off again to that big back. It's going to be Tyler Kilby. Kilby goes around the right side of his offensive line. Picks up around 9 yards. Could be a first down here. He advances all the way down to the Bulldog 12-yard line where it'll be spotted. Second one for the Wildcats.
Tell you, nice scheme right there by Coach Hughes. Had the far side of the field overloaded and spread out with all those wideouts, then came back to the weak side with that big tailback there. And it's really hurting us, Danny.
Kilby's a load. Here we are again. Kilby sets at the left or the right hip of Key.
Same formation.
Actually, this is right hip. It's a quarterback keeper outside. Key has it 10, 5, touchdown. Monterey goes up. Another score here at Medley Field with 1:24 remaining in the first half of play. Plenty of game left, but right now Monterey dominating Clay County. Current score is 28-6 with the PAT attempt waiting.
Same type play as just a quarterback keeper. Overloaded the far side of the field, got Clay County to shift over, and it was all but over when the snap with a snap on that one, Daniel.
Kicks away by Talon. It's good. Monterey leads 29-6 here over the visiting Clay County Bulldogs. Plenty of football left to play up here on the mountain, though. Stay with us.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
We're back here at Monterey High School. The Wildcats lead the Bulldogs 29-6, a minute 24 remaining. Mason Sharp gets a chance to return this kickoff. He's back up to the 20, 25, 30, and he'll be taken down, giving Clay County decent field position to start this offensive drive, likely Clay County's last of the first half.
Tell you what, Daniel, I never thought I'd say this coming into this contest. But now Clay County's just getting whooped tonight, right now. The grit we've seen over the last couple of games is not there. Going to have to step up, and it's going to have to start in the trenches.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 30, 70 yards away from points. Ashlock under center, Clay County driving from right to left from our vantage point here in the stands. Ashlock hooks the pass. He's going to be sacked under pressure and taken down. First sack of the night for Ashlock. And Coach Johnson now takes a timeout. Maybe Coach Hughes. I'd say Coach Johnson. It was Coach Johnson. Clay County takes the timeout. Let's go ahead and stay on our here and let's do a budget pest control scoreboard update, Coach Edwards.
Got a few scores of interest here. First quarter, Macon County 8, Cumberland County 0. Pickett County 7, Red Bull and 0, first quarter. Second quarter scores, Trousdale 28, Westmoreland 0.
Wow.
York Institute 21, Smith County 6. That's... Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Extermination is our vocation.
Big region game there for the Dragons of York Institute, home of the Smith County Owls. That's a healthy lead they have in that one. And a healthy lead that the Wildcats have here at their home field of Monterey High School, 29-6 over Clay County. 1 minute remaining here in the first half. Still plenty of game left, but Clay County going to have to come out of halftime and look like a different team. Hopefully we can get points before this half ends. Ashlock under center, Emerton split wide to the right. Double wing set. Markham's in motion across the formation. Ashlock rolls to the right looking to pass. Ball's away, incomplete. Nice pass to Cherry, just went through his hands.
Ashlock's pass intended for
Cherry. Third and 15 for Clay County. Ashlock did lose five on that first down sack. 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Monterey going to get a chance perhaps to get points of their own if head coach Scott Hughes chooses to be aggressive, depending on what Clay County does here on third and 15.
Well, I think that's why, Coach Johnson called that timeout, because he knew how critical this was right here. Tried to settle his team down. Unfortunately, incompletion there to stop the clock.
It did. Ashlock again under center. Markham in motion. Ashlock hooks the pass again. Ball's away. He targets Burks. Burks
nice
catches
ball
for the first down. Good conversion on third and long for Clay County. That play should have started at the Bulldog 25, and they advance all the way up to the Bulldog 44. Pick up a 19 for Clay County. Good enough for that first down. Markham in motion left to right. Fake to him. Ashlock hooks the pass. He's under pressure. Deep in his own backfield. Finally throws it away wisely. No intentional ground. He called. Hayden Cherry was in the vicinity.
Good decision by Jake Ashlock right there. You know, we've seen Jake really come into his own in this first half. I know we're down pretty big right here, Daniel, but I like the play I'm seeing out of quarterback Jake Ashlock.
To this point, he has been the most up-tempo player for Clay County.
He has.
40 seconds remain. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass. Ball rested. The Bulldog 45, 55 yards away from points to our Clay County. They drive from right to left. Markham in motion across the formation. Clay County looking to pass. Could be targeting Markham. We are, but we can't get it to him. Ashlock scrambles, taken down for a loss on the scramble that time. Clock at 30 seconds and ticking. Both head coaches appear content to not stop the clock here. Loss of three, third and 13 for Clay County.
Just kind of a one-man route on this outside. B.J. Emerson ran everybody off. Markham came underneath. Nowhere to go for Jake Ashlock with that ball.
Under 10 seconds to play here in the half. Clay County will not have to run a play, and they have no intention of doing so. Buzzer sounds here at Medley Field signifying the end of this first half. Clay County trails by 23 points, 29-6 here against the host Monterey Wildcats. We're going to play a few ads, come back and do our Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert.
he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place. Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
We're back here at Monterey High School, and Clay County trails the Wildcats 29-6 here at halftime. Coach, talk about it, football, basketball, whatever. It's a game of momentum, and Monterey grabbed it early with that huge play right off the first kick, pooch kick. They got a free possession and took advantage right out of the gate.
Well, expect the unexpected, and I think, we weren't expecting it, to be quite honest with you, that we weren't ready for that little pooch kick, and you know, Monterey scored after 2 plays, I think, on that, and just it's been rolling their way ever since.
They have 7-0, 11:38 in the first quarter, so it didn't take them long. Clay County went 3 and out. Monterey answered on 4 plays, got the 2-point pass, 15-0, and Clay County was shell-shocked. But you know what? They responded just what we needed, put together a 14-play drive. Jake Ashlock came into his own tonight. I know it's so far in a losing effort, but really put it together for Clay County. Went 3-for-4 on that drive and picked up a lot of yards with his legs, which we haven't seen all year, and capped it with a 1-yard touchdown run to narrow it to 15-6 with 2:45 to play in that quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things from Jake that we haven't seen, like you said, all year. You know, he's rolling out to his right or left, tucking it down and running with it, and finishing runs pretty strong. You're either getting out of bounds, avoiding the hit, or putting his shoulder down and running over somebody. So, level of toughness that we hadn't witnessed.
And there we are. You know, we thought Clay County had crawled back into this game 15-6 nearing the end of the second quarter. Opening play, I think, of the second quarter, 19-yard touchdown from Monterey to make it 22-6. And then that just kind of zapped the life out of Clay County here in this first half. Monterey had one possession where they didn't score. We had all but one where we did score, Coach. So just kind of went downhill from there. Got a big stop with about, 7-8 minutes left in this first half. Thought we were in business. Stalled out. Had to punt it back to them. Monterey tacked on another one. 29-6. Here's our halftime score. We're going to find out what this Clay County team's made of here in the second half.
Well, certainly, you know, I saw once there in the first half, Coach Jake Johnson made a good defensive adjustment, I thought, and took away the power run game, stacked the box on Monterey. They went to the air, completed a few passes. We had to loosen up a little bit. But they've had an answer for every adjustment that we've made so far.
Coach Hughes has done a great job. And this Monterey team, I'll agree with Coach Johnson, best 0-4 team I've seen in a long, long time. Poor Clay County, kind of anemic here in the first half offensively. Just 81 yards rushing on 22 carries. Ashlock's 5-for-11 for 48 yards, did have the interception. 129 total yards for Clay County. On the rushing side, Ashlock's the leading rusher with 9 carries for 36 yards. Goad had 3 carries for 14. Burks has four carries for 2 yards. And here's the story of the game, I think, Coach. Markham, five carries, 18 yards in the first half.
Well, I think you called it earlier, maybe in the second quarter. You said something about Monterey has a spy on Jared Markham. And I think that's the truth. Watching their defense, they've got a guy wherever Jared goes on the offensive side of the ball, they've got a guy that's lined up with him and moves wherever he goes on the defensive side. So they've bottled him up so far.
They have Monterey playing a good ball game, as your stats will show, I guess, Coach.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, we've been bragging on that Bulldog defense every week.
Right.
But, you know, Monterey, credit Monterey, doing a great job here in the air. They've only thrown it five times, completed two out of five for 33 yards and a touchdown. Rushing-wise, 20 rushes for 161 yards so far, and I think that's probably the most that we've given up this season to any team so far. Monterey is led by a quartet of rushers. Key, the quarterback, is the leading rusher, 7 rushes for 96 yards and a touchdown. Soberanus, 7 rushes for 29 yards and a touchdown. Payne, 5 rushes for 37 yards. And Kilby, 1 rush for 9, not including that 19-yarder that he got called back on a holding penalty. Receiving, 2 guys that caught passes from Monterey. Payne caught one for 14 yards. Walker caught that touchdown pass for 19 yards.
Beautiful touchdown pass it was. Again, folks, Clay County Trails 29-6 here on the mountain to Monterey. Stay with us for more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong. As we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One-Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
We'll return here to Medley Field at Monterey High School for the kickoff of this second half. Clay County finds themselves down 23 points by a score of 6-29 to host Monterey, Thomas, who have came out and from the opening kickoff when they recovered their own pooch kick and quickly went up with an early lead, they've never looked back.
They haven't, and hadn't seen much heart out of this Clay County team, like you mentioned. Now's the time to see it right here, Daniel, with the kick.
Jovan's kick goes out of bounds around the Wildcat 35. Penalty flags come on for that out-of-bounds kick. Likely we'll see Monterey take it at the 35-yard line. Typically, teams seldom decline this penalty and force a re-kick.
I'm sure we had an animated Coach Johnson in the locker room here at halftime. And, you know, this Clay County team just got to come out, don't look at the scoreboard, play their game, and chip away at this, Daniel. A big stop here, huge momentum swing, get the ball back and chip away at it. And Clay County still got a shot in this one.
They do, and I'd be willing to wager that something around the effect of, you know, don't worry about them, let's fix our errors and our mistakes, improve what we're doing wrong, probably was said, and hopefully that will happen here as Monterey opens up first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Three wideouts to the right, one to the left, handed off to the big sophomore running back. He's going to be taken down by Wyatt Burks, along with number 62, Dalton Goode. Pick up a four on that first down carry.
Not bad there. We saw penetration from Goad, and then he came back and made that play when Burks had him around the leg. So a little energy out of this Bulldog defense to start. That's what we got to have.
Ball advanced up to the Wildcat 39. 11:30 and ticking. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Key in the shotgun. Shorbranis is left hip. Low snap, Key picks it up, comes around the left end on a naked run, tosses the 50, the 45, the 40. He's finally brought down at the Bulldog 32 by Sage Tiernan along with Zach Strong and Joseph Jolin. Defensive lineman having to turn and run downfield to chase down a quarterback is not something you want to see.
It's not. And we saw Goat again. He's come out of this halftime fired up. He got his penetration. The pitch went to the outside. Goat trailing that play, giving it all he's got. Tiernan had to take him down in the end, guys. We've got to see somebody else besides Dalton Goat show a little heart here.
I've been extremely impressed with this junior quarterback, Jordan Key. Throughout this game, he has been an excellent runner. He goes under center here for first and 10, 32 yards away from points. Payne, the motion wing back, handoff to Shorbranis, taken down. Tackle for loss. Zach Strong, along with Dalton Goad.
That's what we got to see right there, just what I'm talking about. The seniors step up. Get a little momentum back for Clay County. It's hard to do when you're down three scores, Daniel, but we're seeing a little fire in them right here.
We have. Second 11 here. Ball sets at the Bulldog, 32. 10:30 to play. Monterey leads 29-6. Clay County needing a stop. Key going to be under center. Double wing set for Monterey. Walker in motion in the backfield. Another tackle for loss or no gain by Clay County. The last man up off the pile.
That's Walker, the first-year player coming in there, number seven, looked like.
Wesley Walker with another tackle. In-playing linebacker for the injured John Copeland. We're really missing him already. His absence is noticeable. Third and 12. Ball back now around the Bulldog, 34. Possible passing situation for the Wildcats.
You talked about Keys running ability. He threw a beauty for a touchdown down here in the far corner earlier. Look for him to maybe get to the outside where he can do like Ashlock, one or the other.
Key in the gun, shotgun snap, trips receivers to the right. Dalton Goad with pressure. Almost intercepted by Hayden Cherry. Goad was taking down Key. He unwisely tried to get rid of the ball as he has been slung to the ground, and Hayden Cherry just a fingertip distance away from a pick six.
Golly, what a momentum swing that would have been, Daniel. Nobody out there in front of him. It was almost like Cherry and Burks were kind of battling that for that ball, but Dalton Goad looked like he was shot out of a cannon on that one. The quarterback had no chance.
I would almost argue an intentional grounding situation. However, we don't know where the ball would have went. Perhaps it would have landed around the receiver's feet, so hard to call it there. Fourth and 12. For Monterey, Clay County here coming up with what could be the play of the game if they can stop it and get some momentum back going. 9:26 here in the third quarter. Key in the shotgun. Shorbranis is right here. Three wide right. Key looks to pass. There is pressure. Ball's away. Going to be a touchdown. No. Going to be caught and down at the six-inch line. Big first down for Monterey. That receiver was Roscoe Gregg, the senior, and momentum now in Wildcat favor.
That's true, Daniel. And Goad almost got there, but we talked about Key. He got the ball out, and a little inexperience in the back there with Tiernan let the receiver get behind him, and Key put it on him.
The Wildcats a mere 12 inches away from points here. Going to be very hard to stop them on first and goal. Perhaps a mishandled snap may be the only salvation that the Dog defense could have. Heavy backfield, Wildcat set. Shorbranis, the tailback. He catches the direct snap, walks into the end zone. Monterey now goes up 35-6 against Clay County here in the second half. And Clay County at this point has been owned by the Wildcats.
I have. There's nothing else you can say but that, Daniel. We did see a little spark there. Just didn't quite get the key on that play. One man round out here on the outside, and Tiernan didn't have much of a chance.
A six-play scoring drive for Monterey and a successful PAT by Talone. Puts the Wildcats up 36-6 with 8:50 to play here in this third quarter.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Talone kicks off for Monterey, fielded by Mason Sharp at the Bulldog 10. Here he comes, has some blocking, back out to the 25, where he'll be taken down after a good second effort to get away from Wildcat tacklers. However, he did not evade them there. It will be spotted at the Bulldog 25. Clay Canyon will take over 75 yards away from points. They're driving from left to right from our vantage point here on the top row of the bleachers at Medley Field in the third quarter.
Daniel, it's all about pride right here. When you get behind this much, it's about showing your pride, trying to get a little momentum maybe for the next contest. You know, when you're down 30 points, it's tough to do, but I'd like to see a little will out of this Clay County team.
Ashlock under center. Double wing set. Emerton split wide to the left. Hand off to Markham. One of his few carries for the night. Holding by the fullback, Dalton Goats. This one's going to get backed up. First and 20 is what it'll be after this penalty is accepted by Monterey. I think you just see the inexperience of Goat in terms of being an edge blocker. You can't reach out and grab jersey, and that's what he did on that one.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. I mean, you can't not have him on both sides of the ball if somewhere he's such an athlete. And he's also got so much grit, he didn't want that guy to get by him, so he's going to do anything he can to bring him down. Can't hardly fault him there, but
no.
A huge, huge swing here for the Wildcats.
The hole did take place 1 yard behind the original line of scrimmage, so it sets up first and 21 at the Bulldog 14-yard line. Hand off to Markham again. He tests the right side of the offensive line behind Zach Strong and Wade Coons. Finds maybe a yard. We'll have to check the spot. It is advanced up to the Bulldog 16. We'll call it a gain of two for Markham on first and 21 to set up second 19. 8:05 and ticking here in this third quarter. Clay County trying to come up with some points, trying to come up with some offensive momentum and continuity. Ashlock under center, fake to Markham. Ashlock rolls to the left, hooks to pass, targets McGee. Caught by Dakota McGee. He gets back to what was originally the line of scrimmage. On this start of this offensive drive, that's the Bulldog 25-yard line. So a pickup of 9 for McGee and Ashlock on that play. 3rd and 10 here for Clay County.
Sure hands of McGee again. We've seen a few positives, and he's been one of them tonight.
Sure.
Ashlock's play and to go to McGee's hands.
When it's been put to him, he has caught it. Ashlock under center, double wing set, Markman motion left right. Fake to him, Ashlock hooks the pass, steps quickly up into the pocket under pressure, scrambles, picks up positive yardage, but not much.
Ashlock on the keeper.
He advances up to the Bulldog 28-29. We'll have to look at this spot. Caught the 29-yard line. Pick up a 4 on the scramble for Ashlock to set up 4th and 6 for Clay County. Joe went on to punt. Monterey going to get another possession here.
That's something else we've seen tonight, Daniel. Pressure on Ashlock. I hadn't really seen it all year long, but a couple of trips, he's had pressure, and he did on that play.
Jovens punts away. Monterey not choosing to attempt a return. Rolls out of bounds at the Wildcat 35-yard line where they'll take over. Thomas, a successful scoring drive for Monterey on this possession would set up something Clay County has not experienced yet this year, and that's a running clock in the second half. I believe 35 points or more gets that going, and hopefully that won't happen, but that's what we're facing here.
It is, and an unexpected running clock. We talked about this team being dangerous, Coach, on the way up here, and they've proved that tonight.
I'll just tell you, it just seems like we talked about earlier how flat Clay County was, and when we get a little momentum, Monterey had an answer, and Monterey's been, you know, big plays. We just haven't had an answer for anything they've done.
And it lacked any consistency on offense ourselves. Here we are, Monterey, first and 10. The ball rests at the Wildcat 36. Hand off to Silveranus. He'll be taken down by Goad. Tackle for loss. Dalton Goad has had several tonight. He has been in the backfield. He's not lived in it the way he has in prior contests, but Goad, the sophomore, still has several tackles behind the Wildcat line of scrimmage tonight. Loss of two on that one. Second 12.
I've got him for five so far in the contest and two TFLs. And both of those have come here in this second half. Again, Dalton Goad's kind of the only one with a little fire left in his belly here.
6:30 and ticking here at Medley Field. Monterey with the ball, second and 12. It'll be snapped from their own 34. Key in the shotgun, quarterback keeper on left side. Dalton goes, quarterback sack. Quickly takes him down. We'll credit it a sack. It was a designed run, but if you tackle that quarterback behind the line of scrimmage, folks, it is a quarterback sack. So Goad adds to his season tally on that mark, setting up what appears to be 3rd and 19 or 3rd and 20 for Monterey. One bright spot here in this contest that has been all Wildcats here as they're on their way towards their first win of this season, unless some type of miracle happens here for Clay County.
Well, again, like I said earlier, it's kind of all about pride, and I like the way Dalton Goad is continuing to play this ball game. You can't look at the scoreboard, Daniel. You just got to play.
I agree. Timeout taken by Monterey. The Wildcats have a big 30-point lead, 36-6 here at Monterey High School.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
3rd and 19 for Monterey. Key looks to pass, throws deep for a receiver. Caught by number 11, Roscoe Gregg. Defended by Markham. Markham is credited with the touchdown saving tackle. But Monterey on 3rd and around 20 flips the field all the way down to the Bulldog 30. A pickup of what was probably around 45 yards for them. And they continue to impress here. In a home contest for them that their faithful had been looking for. They were 0-4 on the year. They had a good squad. We're seeing a strong Region 4A team here tonight.
We are, Daniel. And I tell you, another single man-up coverage on this outside. They got some speed at receiver out here.
Key on the quarterback. Key left side. 25, 20, 15. Finally brought down by Tiernan on the tackle for Clay County. Tiernan, I'd say, has at least five tonight of those deep, we'll call touchdown-saving tackles. Another first and 10 for Monterey. The ball sets at the Bulldog 14-yard line, 4:59 to play here in this third quarter. and the clock starts ticking after the change was set here. Three wide to the right, one to the left for Monterey. Silverana sits at the left tip of Key. Key in the gun, gets the snap. Fake to Silverana, Key keeps left side, 10, 5, out of bounds. No, touchdown. Monterey, they go up 42-6 over head coach Jake Johnson and his Clay County Bulldogs. Johnson returning to his alma mater for the first time as a head coach and not liking what is happening to his squad right here at this point. Talon known for the extra point, trying to make it 43-6. That would be a lead of 37 points if he's successful on the PAT. Snap, set, kicks away, and it's good. He's an excellent kicker. He does not miss the mark there, and it is a 43-6 Monterey lead, 4:33 remaining here in the third.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County has Mason Sharp and B.J. Emerton deep to receive this kickoff from Talon. Clay County finds himself down in a deep hole here, 43-6, a deficit of 37 points, if my math is correct. 4:33 still here in this third quarter. And unless there's been a rule change in the TWSAA rule book this year, we're going to see a running clock here in this second half now. With this 37-point deficit, Zach Ballantyne receives the pooch kick for Clay County. He falls down with it safely. Clay County going to take over at the Bulldog 31-yard line for first down. No substitutes yet for either team in this contest. Clay County, like you mentioned, Thomas, playing for pride at this point. They've got a lot of season left. This is kind of the midway point. They're 3-1 coming into it. Going to come out here tonight probably with a 3-2 record, barring just what would be an extreme miracle. Ashlock under center, hand off to White Burks. He goes around the left side of the offensive line, turns the corner, positive yardage. He picks up around 15. We'll have to see where the spot's at. First down run for White Burks, his best carry of the night. Burks, the hero of the Republic game a couple weeks ago, carried it 23 times for 139 yards, and he doesn't have near that tonight, but he does have a first down here. Advances up to the Bulldog 46-yard line, pickup of 15 for the junior running back. Ashlock under center, double wing set, Markham in motion, handoff to him. He comes around right side, approaches midfield, but stops short of that mark. Advances up to the Bulldog 48. Pick up a 2 for Jared to set up second and 8. Coaching staff was expanded here at Clay County High School this week. Picked up a new assistant coach. I don't know if it was mentioned in the interview during the pregame show. Mark Hauser, a veteran coach in the Upper Cumberland. Talk more about that later. Second and 8, Ashlock under center. Toss sweep to Sharp around right side, one of his first carries of the night, maybe the first, and he crosses midfield into Wildcat territory. We're going to give him the Wildcat 46-yard line, the mark that he achieved. Pick up a 6, the announcer here at Monterey High School says. Setting up third and a short 3 for Clay County.
Third and 3 for the Bulldogs.
Baldo's resting Wildcat territory at the 47. Ashlock under center. Arrington split wide to the left. Sharp in motion. Toss sweet to him into the short side of the field. The boundary, as you might say. And he picks up that first down yardage as he powers his way on down to the Wildcat 41-yard line, where Clay County's going to have it first and 10. A little bit of continuity going here with the Wildcats of Monterey. You get the feeling or with this big 37-point lead, they're playing a little flatter now at this point with the healthy lead.
They are, and may have some substitutes up front in there. Daniel, I hadn't really paid attention a whole lot, but I see a couple of clean white pants down there.
That's right. Ashlock under center, hand off to Burks, around left side. He'll be tackled hard by big number 70, Trenton Blaylock, for the Wildcats. Burks, a greedy running back, does get his body north and south and picks up one to set up second nine. Clay County getting ready for the sixth play of this drive. Minute 25 here left in the third quarter, and the clock ticks. Monterey leads 43-6 here at Medley Field. A few years ago, they built a new field up here. Not a new field, same old field. New bleachers, new stadium, new press box. Very nice facility up here at the single-A school. Ashlock under center, mark him in motion across the formation. Hand off to McGee, who's in at fullback. He fumbles the football. It's picked up by the Wildcats. This could be returned for points. Hayden Cherry's only chance to save it. He may get there. He does not. Touchdown, Monterey. Number four, Kennedy Garrett for the Wildcats. A freshman wide receiver and defensive back. Being the hero here with 52 seconds left as McGee was fighting hard for yardage. A helmet came in, knocked that ball loose, and Monterey goes up 49-6 as we await the extra point from Talon.
Tell you what, there's nothing going right for Clay County tonight, but you got to give Monterey credit. They're the one causing all these fumbles, like you said, a helmet there, a good play for an interception early. I shouldn't say causing all these fumbles, but causing all these plays and really taking advantage here and blowing out Clay County.
Snap, set, kicks away. Another one's good. He's perfect on the night from extra point. Monterey leads by a healthy 44-point margin here with 52 seconds remaining over the Clay County Bulldogs.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We've returned here. Third quarter out. Clay County finds themselves down by 44 points. I kind of giggled there. Coach Edwards sitting here. Our producer was intent on running another ad, and I kind of cut in on him. We're going to do a quick scoreboard update, and after that, Thomas might bring us a list of the cheerleaders.
Hey, guys, hey, this will get our mind off of this game a little bit. Halftime, Livingston 14, Stone 7. Also at halftime, Macon County 8, Cumberland County 0. Third quarter, Pickett County 20, Red Bulling 13. And also at halftime, Pearl Cone 28 and Cookeville 7.
What was that Red Bulling score?
Red Bulling 21-13 in favor of Pickett County.
Okay.
In the third quarter. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. All killing done professionally.
Budget Pest Control and the rest of our sponsors certainly do make these broadcasts a possibility for us here on the Horizon Sports Network. Thomas, 52 seconds remaining here in this third quarter. Clay County about to take over. We'll go ahead and call the remainder of this quarter and then go to you for that list of the Clay County cheerleaders. We don't want to forget them. Ball does rest at the Bulldog 35-yard line. We'll keep bringing the action to you and try to keep a good, accurate tally on the stats. Plenty of things still matter here at Monterey High School in this contest. Timeout taken on the field. Thomas, let's kick it over to you for those cheerleaders.
Well, Daniel, like like you say, they deserve a lot of recognition, especially in a game like this. They're still down there trying to cheer on what has been a pretty good Clay County crowd that's made the trip up the mountain here.
Certainly
this stadium is full, and half of it was black and gold. So, but those cheerleaders do a great job, and they're led by the seniors, Elizabeth Spivey and Antrice Jones, Carly Craig, and Katie Thomason. Juniors, Leanne Smith and Abigail Collins and Taylor Smith. And sophomores, Maggie and Austin Weir. And then the freshmen, Anna Ray Collins, Tamara Smith, Zoe Seaver, and Haley Kirk. And their longtime coaches, Stephen and Lana Chitwood. We want to thank those young ladies for what they do for Clay County Athletics as a whole. We always talk about them having the longest season. They'll roll right into basketball and do a great job for us. We've got a big homecoming game coming up next week, and I'm sure they'll play a big role there, too.
And you know something, Thomas, a lot of folks may not realize these cheerleaders, they practice a couple times a week at the school themselves, and they just don't show up at games. They put a lot of work into it. Here we are, 39 seconds remaining in the third. Clay County with it. Ashlock hands off to Mason Sharp. He's around right side. Not a lot of room, but he does get positive yardage here. Very well could have been the last play of the third quarter. Is will be around 20 seconds by the time this thing gets set. Pick up a 3-4 sharp to set up second and 7 for Clay County. Ball rested the Bulldog 37. Under 15 seconds to play Clay in the third quarter. We've got another quarter of action coming up, so stay with us. Ashlock goes under center. We will get a play in. 5 seconds is to go as it snapped. Hand off to Jacob Burnett. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, then taken down hard. We're going to call it a run of no gain for Burnett as we enter this transitional period between the third and fourth quarter. Clay County down 50-6 here at Monterey.
Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Fourth quarter action here. At Medley Field, Clay County working at least one sub in. I see Jonathan Maynard, the junior reserve offensive lineman in at left tackle. He may be the only change, though, at this point. Ashlock mishandles the snap on third and around 7. And no gain here for Clay County to set up fourth. And also one even perhaps to the team there. No particular person at fault. Clay County going to have to punt away. Fourth and 7 for the Dogs. 11:40 and ticking here in this final stanza at Monterey High School. Clay County was leading the region early in region play here coming up tonight. They're still going to be, I think, we'll go to 2-1, Thomas, in region play, I believe. 3-2 overall. Games have been non-region contests as Jelen punts it away. Ball will be downed by White Birds. At the Wildcat 34, where Monterey will take over.
See a lot of white pants running in right here, Daniel. I think we're going to see a lot of reserves come in and get a little action here in this fourth quarter, as it should be, as this one has gotten out of hand early on. I think a crucial play, you know, Clay County got down 2 scores early, and it just snowballed from there.
It certainly did, and we'll chronicle all that. You may not want to hear it, but we're going to chronicle it anyway in our DQ postgame show coming up at the end of this contest. That is sponsored by Dairy Queen there in Salina, and they do such a great job supporting our teenagers, employ several of them actually. That's a great opportunity for our kids. 10:48 and ticking here. This is a Mercy Rule running clock here in the fourth quarter. Monterey has it and rests at their own 35, where they'll take over. Substitutes in, as Thomas mentioned, hand off the fullback, tackle made by Hayden Cherry and others. Actually, that's not – yeah, Cherry was in, but that was number 8, Camden Bowles, a senior newcomer. He was not going to play this senior season. Was not there for the first game or two and then came out. And kind of a big kid, experienced player. Nice to have Camden out on the field. Hopefully he will be in good football condition in the back half of this season.
Yeah, got a lot of new players coming out. And we've seen, you know, several of them step up as we've had these injuries. I think we kind of got exposed a little bit tonight with some of that injury-wise. You know, we missed Copeland in the middle.
Sure.
We missed Burchett on those deep routes, several of those. So I think we got exposed early, but that didn't change what's going on here.
Second and 8 play for the Wildcats sees a quarterback sack by Dalton Gold. And he may have his way with that JV line if we don't substitute on the defensive front. We'll see what happens here. Gold does pick up another quarterback sack. He's already in double digits now with 10, I think. He got 2 tonight.
2 sacks tonight, yeah.
Came in with 8, I believe, so he's already at double digits for the season in that category. 3rd and 11 after the loss.
Well, again, you know, he's kind of the only player we've seen make an effort here in this second half. You got to love the drive behind him.
Starting backfield still in from Monterey here. Key in the shotgun. Double set. Brings Walker in motion across the formation. We're targeting downfield. Ball's away. Key is going for Walker. Well defended, though, by Mason Sharp. Going to be 4th down in a punting situation for Monterey. 8:45 and ticking.
May have been a counter there by Coach Hughes. I'm not quite sure why you bring your starting quarterback in when you're up 50-6 and throw a go route down the sideline. But could have been because Dalton goes in on the defensive side. But hard to say. I mean, they've kind of lit us up here in the last few minutes. No mercy here from the Wildcats.
Certainly not. Talon on the punt. And he does get the kick away. Sharp deep. Possibly could return it. He lets it go, though, wisely. It'll be down by Monterey. Clay County going to take over potentially at their own 38. There is a penalty flag on the field, though, back around the line of scrimmage where the ball was snapped.
Penalty marker on the field at the 36-yard line.
8:09 left in this one. Clay County going to have a lot to work on this coming week, I'm sure, analyzing the mistakes that were made in this contest.
Personal foul called against the Bulldogs.
Personal foul against Clay County call. I can't tell you exactly what transpired. Coach Edwards, any idea?
No clues. Didn't see anything there.
So after that personal foul, we're going to see a first down for the Wildcats, I think. That's a 15-yarder on a punting play. I guess it depends on when it happened, during the play or after the play. We'll have to see what happens. Yeah, Monterey going to stay on offense here. First down for the Wildcats after they had punted. And they continue this drive, 8:04 and ticking.
I think we've got reserve quarterback in there now, Daniel.
The Wildcats do have reserves on. Hand off to the fullback up the middle. Tackle made by number 7, Walker. His 3rd of the night for Clay County.
And you see Dalton Gold coming off here also. You know, we don't have a lot of guys up front to substitute, just to be honest with you. I
That's
hope
right.
Coach Hughes doesn't, you know, hope he understands that. But we do see Gold coming off here. Another good gain for him later on.
That's true.
Contest.
What depth we had, Thomas, is we have a lot of injury, and we're already in our depth in our starting lineup. And for the big guys up front, not a lot of depth there at all. Monterey has it, 2nd and 9. Ball rest to the Bulldog 49. Motion across the formation from a wideout. Shotgun snap, handoff to the running back. He'll be tackled for a loss by Zach Strong, along with Camden Bowles. The senior defensive lineman picks up another tackle in the stack column.
Brought down by Camden Bowles.
And it looks like he's got a cramping problem pulling his toe there. But like you say, it's hard to get him off the field here.
Also,
Strong, that's 66. We see sophomore Seth Eads now coming in. Probably going to replace him here. 6:51, and this clock has stopped. Guys, any updates from either one of you? Or wish to go to a break here? Got anything, Coach?
Nothing on this end.
Looks like Strong's up, so we'll go ahead and stay with you here. I think we'll resume action pretty quick. Clay County going to be taking on East Robertson next week in what's going to be their homecoming game. We'll go on air at 6 o'clock for the CarQuest pregame show from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth there at Joe Neal Leach Stadium. And we hope you can come out in person and witness the events. But if you can't, please tune in and listen to it and enjoy the game even though you can't be there. Strong is up, headed to the sideline. Nothing more than a muscle cramp. Monterey's offensive line, Thomas, you talked about them earlier in the game. They have won it in the trenches tonight for the Wildcats. Now, their backs have done an excellent job. However, they've not been pressured. As Monterey has a Wildcat set, direct snap to a freshman tailback. He takes around left side, and he's going to be tackled by Paige Kiernan. Along with others, Thomas, if you had a clear view, tally it up to whoever you wish. Tierney may not even be on the field. Yeah, he is.
Number 11, Sage Timon.
That was Sage, and, you know, here's something about this ball game. Sage is possibly the leading tackler with 6 here. Not a good sign, but a real good sign for the Wildcats as they dominated the line of scrimmage, just like you said, burst through, you know, had a head of steam, and most of those tackles saved a touchdown, if that's possible, when you've scored. I don't know how many have they gotten into times have they gotten into the end zone tonight, Danny.
I guess 8. 7 or 8. Punts away. Monterey had to punt there. They did end up with 4th and 14. Clay County gonna have another offensive possession here in this contest. 5:40 clock does stop for one of these rare times when the mercy rule's on. They get it going back quickly, though. They stopped it for just a moment. I'm not really sure why. Usually it would just happen on a scoring play, perhaps.
Let me break in here, Daniel, with some scores that I know you guys will be interested in. At halftime, Republic 2, Gordonsville 0.
A safety?
Wow.
Okay. I predicted that to be a good one now.
Also at halftime, Jackson County 14, East Robertson 6.
Woo! Region matchup there between those two.
Third quarter, Huntland 41, Joe Burns 7.
Wow, this is the night of the unexpected, not just here in Monterey.
Absolutely.
But all along, Clay County's opponents.
Clock stops here with a Clay County timeout. Go ahead and tell us who that scoreboard was brought to us by.
Well, Daniel, as always, scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They put the brakes on snakes.
I know if I had a problem in that category, they would be the first that I would call. It's just been a rough game here tonight, just to be brutally honest, folks, at Monterey High School. Clay County, from the opening kickoff, has been on their heels the whole time. Monterey has kind of been a heavyweight boxer tonight, and us a lightweight up front. The momentum has never went the dog's favor. The one bright spot we saw, the 14-play scoring drive that they put together in the first half. And Monterey has been dominant as we see Ashlock hand off to Sharp. Clay County does take over. That drive started at what we're going to call the Bulldog 18-yard line. Pick up a 5 for Mason Sharp on the carry. It's important for us to keep up with our stats here, so we'll stay on target and keep this action coming to you. 4:35 and ticking here. 2nd and 5 for Clay County. The ball does rest at the Bulldog 23-yard line. Ashlock under center. Emerton split wide to the left. Another handoff to Mason Sharp. He's around right side running hard. Gets close to that first down yardage, and I think he's going to get it as he's up to the Bulldog 30. Pick up a 7 for him on the carry. Very glad to see Mason Sharp out on the team. We talked about how he came out after the season started, the first year he's played is a varsity football player for Clay County, and he's been a nice addition. Quickly has fit in. He's a very intelligent young man. Quickly got over that learning curve, if there was one. And physically, he's been impressive.
He has just a natural carrying the ball, really, Daniel. Knows how to control the ball, knows how to finish runs. Been impressive.
Ashlock under center, ball snap from the 30, mishandled snap. Ashlock fell forward with it, tried to pick up what he could. Gain of one for Ashlock. Second 9. Ball now on the Bulldog, 31. 3:25 and ticking. Monterey leads 50-6. 50-6. This is the 73rd meeting between these two teams. Clay County came into the contest tonight with 46 wins in the series. Monterey's going to add one to their tally tonight. The record was 46-24-2. It's going to go to 46-25-2 after the victory tonight for Monterey. Who's the ball carrier on second down?
This bad snap is a fumble that actually went forward, and we lost there, Daniel.
Monterey comes up with the turnover here. They take back over. 2:50 remaining. Seth Eads, the normal center for Clay County. I'm not sure if Seth was the snapper on that play. We've had clean snaps between Ashlock and Eads all year. I'd be curious to know who the center was on that play. Monterey takes over 35 yards away from what could be more points for them. They're going to be driving left to right as their freshmen and sophomores and JV team get in and get some well-deserved action here. The young guys work as hard as the older during practice and all summer long, and I'm sure they're excited about their opportunity. Shotgun snap from Monterey, hand off to the running back, tackle almost by Camden Bowles. He misses. Austin Ritter comes up, lays the lumber, and takes the Wildcat runner down. Pickup of no gain, second and 10. We named that 1985 team from the Salina High School Bulldogs as our number 6 team during our Carquest pregame show. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, we're doing a rundown each week of the 10 greatest football teams based on some statistical rankings that we put together during the upcoming months, getting ready for the season. And the legendary 1985 team ranked 6th all time. And as you mentioned, Thomas, in that pregame show, was Monterey runs it on 2nd and 11, picks up around 5. As you mentioned, if the 1985 team, who by many are considered the greatest, if they fall 6th in our power rankings, who's the top 5? It's going to be definitely a strong, strong group of 5 that we're going to unveil as we go through each week.
There's no doubt about it, Daniel, and I'm looking forward to it. Going to learn a lot probably on some of those teams. Some that we don't know a whole lot about back in the good old days, as they say.
That's true. Minute 5 remaining here. Monterey runs again. Quarterback keeper out right side. Tackle made by Dalton Strable, the senior who transferred in from Jackson
Mark
County. And getting some action here. Under a minute to play now. Monterey going to win this in 50-6 once these last 45 seconds tick off. Those teams we've revealed real quick. We revealed the 1981 team is number 10. The 1983 team is number 9. 1958 team is number 8. Last week we unveiled the 1989 team is number 7. And then tonight, so during the pregame show, as we said, 1985 team was the number 6 on the power rankings. Monterey's faithful here stand up, applaud their squad as they're going to pick up their first win on this season. They were 0-4 coming into the game. They'd played 4 tough contests. And we see a good Monterey team here tonight that's finally going to get their first win. Clay County going to go to 3-2 on the season. Monterey to 1-4. And the buzzer does sound here at Medley Field. The Wildcats have won this one 50-6. Stay with us. We're going to come back and do the Dairy Queen post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
6. Congratulations to the Monterey Wildcats.
Coming up, the DQ post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae,
Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ post-game show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
We've returned here on the Dairy Queen post-game show. We're sitting here in the stands at Monterey High School, and we just saw the Clay County Bulldogs fall to 3-2 on this season. Back-to-back losses for Clay County. They fell last week to Mount Juliet Christian 14-6. And what was, we came out of that game feeling real good, even though it was a loss tonight. We see a 50-6 defeat at the hands of the Monterey Wildcats, and not feeling so good right now, Thomas.
No, we're not, Daniel. And the biggest thing, that it's not necessarily the score in my book. It's the will and the heart of this team that we thought they had and what they showed in the last two games. Got shell-shocked early. Did respond. But then after that, it just snowballed, as we said, and went downhill from there. And it all started off the first play of this ball game. Coach Hughes coming up with a pooch kick to give Monterey that first possession. They stole one early and capitalized. Got the PAT, just did it in two plays. 7-0 early on, Daniel.
I think that was a direct result
of where these two teams were at coming into this game. You had a 3-1 team. I don't think they were overconfident. They certainly weren't overlooking, but they were more comfortable with who they were as a team. Monterey at 0-4, they knew they had a good team, and they wanted to show it off the start, and they did.
They did. Forced Clay County into 3-and-out right off the bat, and then it didn't take long. 4 plays this time. The touchdown from the quarterback, I think we'll see, was the player of the game for them tonight. Ran it in from pretty good ways out. 15-0 with a 2-pointer. That was what I was thinking was a huge play. It didn't come into play, but that 2-point made it 15-0.
At the time, that was big.
It was. But then, like I say, Clay County showed a little life right there at the end of the first quarter. Put together a 14-play drive. Ashlock capped it with a quarterback sneak, and Ashlock got him there with his legs and with his arms. I think I had him. He was 3-for-4 through the air on that drive. Had 2 or 3 runs, a big 15-yarder. And then a 6-yard scramble. Markham did have a good run, a 12-yarder in that drive. One of the very few we saw from him tonight.
Took a whole 6 minutes off the clock.
It did.
Beautiful, right?
Run it down. Clay County responds 15-6, 2:45 to play in the first. And we thought it was a ball game, Daniel.
Yep.
It wasn't. Start of the second quarter, Monterey, 19-yard touchdown and the extra point, 22-6. And then they tacked one on after an interception and a punt on our drives. 29-6 was your halftime score, Daniel, and things were looking bleak.
They were. We talked about, you know, some things could be salvaged at that point. Maybe not in terms of a win, but in terms of effort and respect and pride, and continued on downhill a little bit.
Just didn't happen, Daniel. First drive of that second half. We kind of showed a little momentum, showed it a little hard as Dalton Goad had some big plays there. But then they hit a big pass play down the sideline, scored on a 1-yard touchdown, 36-6. And then the quarterback, Key, kept doing what he's doing. 2 scores later, 50-6 is your final. It just got out of hand, and it got out of hand quick in that second half.
It did, and give credit to Monterey. That, yes, Clay County could have done a lot of things differently in this game, but Monterey played an excellent football game. It's a great team that had a great performance. We're going to go ahead and do one more quick break, come back, give stats from both sides, do a budget pest control scoreboard update, then sign off for that. So stay with us for one final commercial break.
You're listening to the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show after these words from our sponsor here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We return here for the final time on the Dairy Queen Post Game Show. Monterey was the winner tonight over Clay County, 50-6. And we're going to go to Coach Edwards here and take a look inside those Monterey stats.
Big night for Monterey on the offensive side of the ball. Quarterback Key was 4-for-8, 114 yards with a touchdown pass. They pretty much just did what they wanted to on the ground. 34 rushes for 219 yards. Six different guys carried the ball. The leader was Key. 11 rushes for 136 yards and a touchdown. And Sobranus for 11 runs for 33 yards and two touchdowns. Payne, six rushes for 36 yards. And then three other guys chipped in for seven carries and 18 yards. So they had a good night on the ground, through the air, led by Greg in the second half. Two catches for 81 yards, two big catches.
They were timely.
Walker had one the first half for 19 yards and a touchdown. Payne one for 14 yards. Big play by number four, the freshman, Kennedy Garrett, had a 56-yard fumble return as well. So, you know, just a good night, just one of those nights that you guys were here on January the 5th when we came up here and we got spanked by 26 points. Worst loss that we'd had in basketball in several years.
Right.
To lose by 26 points to Monterey at Monterey. And, you know, it's a wise coach told me once, you know, the sun's going to come up tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the sun's going to come up tomorrow for Coach Johnson. It's going to come up for Clay County Bulldogs football. And they just got to put it behind them. It was an important game. It's a region game. It's important. But they just got to put it behind them and get ready for East Robertson, focus on that. And, you know, next week's homecoming. That's a tough week anyway with all the distractions. So, you know, they definitely have their work cut out for them. But I think it's something that they can achieve.
Spoken as a true veteran coach, that's exactly right.
That sounds good. I tell you, one thing that does worry me about that, you know, Key had the huge night with his arm and with his legs. Guess who we're facing next week?
Cameron
Swift, the quarterback that did the same thing against us next week. So
very
another
warrior
to what you're saying, Coach.
Yeah.
A good East Robertson team coming in. We'll have to be on our A game again. And we should have plenty of motivation, just like you said. The Bulldog stats tonight had a total of 47 plays for just 180 yards, One touchdown, Daniel. Rushing 35 carries for 123 yards in that touchdown. Leading rusher on the night was Jake Ashlock, had 12 carries for 41 yards. Dalton Goad saw him 3 carries for 14 yards. Mason Sharp had 5 carries for 26 yards late. Wyatt Burks had 6 carries for 18 yards. Dakota McGee had 1 for a yard. Jacob Burnett had 1 for a yard. Story of the game, in my opinion, Jared Markham, 7 carries, 22 yards. No doubt Coach Hughes and his defense had and knew where number 24 was tonight. Jared ran hard, had 3 guys, maybe 4 in front of him all night long. Tough night for Jared.
He never had the opportunity to get back to the line of scrimmage without having to evade somebody, without having to try to fight through something. It was, you're right, they sniffed him out and did a great job with him.
They did. Ashlock, 6 for 12, about 50%, but we saw him heat up on that scoring drive and really was pretty much on target tonight. Pretty good coverage from Monterey that caused that only the 6 completions. I like the way Ashlock played tonight and the losing effort. Defensively, got to talk about Dalton Goad. Had a solid first half. We didn't see him show out like he does, but I think he responded in the second half, came out, had 5 tackles tonight again, 2 tackles for losses, 2 big sacks. So another good outing for Dalton Goad. The senior Zach Strong, 3 tackles, a sack, and a tackle for loss. B.J. Emerson, 5 tackles and a tackle for loss. Sharp had a tackle. Sage Tiernan, 6 tackles in his debut.
Yeah.
Not a good thing, but good hustle, good play by a good athlete coach.
Good execution on Sage Tiernan's part. First time I think the young man has played football since maybe youth league. Nice effort in his first start.
The senior Austin Ritter had 3 stops. Wesley Walker in his first action had 3 stops. Wade Coons, a freshman, with 1. Wyatt Burks with 2. Jared Markham 1. Hayden Cherry 1. And Dalton Shrevel had a stop to round out the stats for Clay County tonight.
We'll go ahead now at this point in time and do the TDS top performer from tonight's game. We did go with Jake Ashlock tonight. As Thomas just mentioned, he was 6 of 12 for 57 yards passing. And he had 12 rushes for 41 yards and Clay County's only touchdown. The biggest thing tonight that you've alluded to several times was the maturation of Ashlock in terms of playing toward the line of scrimmage. We've seen
right.
Jake at times throwing off his back foot. We've seen him shine away from the rush. I saw him tonight step up into the pocket, scramble out of the pocket, get around the edge against the defense that was just as punishing as anybody we've seen this year.
I agree.
Clearly, he made some improvements from the first 4 games into this 5th one in terms of mental state, physical play. That's something, if he can continue to do that and we can get our ground game back going, then I think we're going to be all right. So, nice job by Ashlock tonight. He is the TDS top performer. And that is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Budget Pest Control scoreboard update, Coach. Region battle.
No updates on those other games you were talking about earlier, Coach. I understand.
Fifty to 6 was the final tonight here at Monterey High School. East Robertson going to make the trip to Clay County next week for homecoming. Ladies and gentlemen, we're glad you tuned in to listen to us tonight. We're thoroughly enjoying doing these broadcasts of Bulldog football. We hope to continue on for the rest of this season and many more to come. Once again, Monterey 50, Clay County 6. We'll go ahead and sign off for tonight and see you next week.